night in high school football, and maybe that has something to do with where we're situated here at Aldridge Field, which is a nice facility. Last year on week one, doing the Kearney Catholic Ord game, it was very, very warm. And I guess maybe every year you get older and every year you you do a game, you think it's the worst you ever had. But, I mean, we had temperatures at 100 degrees here in Lincoln today. These kids are down there on the turf. And Coach Aylward from Pius has had his kids out
here
for over an hour already. So I don't know if that's to adapt or if he wants to run them back in here for the last 30 minutes or what the situation is. Kearney came out much, much later for pregame warm-ups, but this is definitely a day where if you thought Jadeveon Clowney was running out of gas last night, it'll be interesting to see what happens here today.
And the NSAA always emphasizes the safety of the players, so there'll be probably a fair number of water breaks that we'll see here tonight, especially playing on the turf field. Now, we feel the heat a little bit more because as the press box is situated, the sun's beating down on us, but if I think we're warm up here, just sitting here, I can only imagine how warm it is down there on the turf, and it'll be a very hot game. It will be a factor in the game one way or another as we play this one, because the heat, you can practice a lot of things, but we haven't been able to have that opportunity to kind of practice dealing with this kind of heat. And not only is this, I think, the warmest that we've had for an opening night, this is probably going to be one of the warmest nights that both of these two teams have had pads on since they started two-a-days.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We all remember when two-a-day started, and there wasn't much because school started right after that. But we had temperatures and conditions that you would normally see in late October in playoff weather. So how quickly it changes here in the state of Nebraska, at least out there on the field, there is a little bit of a breeze coming from north to south. It's nothing too special, but it's enough to at least get the flag off the flagpole between 5 and 10 miles an hour. And we welcome you to the New Tank Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll hear from the head coaches, Brandon Cool of Kearney High and Tim Aylward of Lincoln Pius the 10th. Kearney really dominated this game last year, Randy. You look at the score and you see Pius scored a couple of times late. Well, Kearney didn't have a whole lot of depth on defense last year. And so when they put in their backups, Pius really kind of left their starters in there and got on the board to get some confidence because
right.
It was Pius' first ever game in Class A.
And that's just the nature of how that works. If the team that's ahead, it's up to them to take the foot off the gas, not necessarily the team that's behind. So you're right. The game looked a little closer when you looked at the final score than what it actually played out on the field. And again, we talked about the heat, and I think the heat will be a factor in the sense that I think probably Kearney is a deeper team. They're going to be a little bit deeper, I think, than what Pius is. Pius is one of the smaller teams in Class A. Physically a little bit, but mostly in terms of their enrollment. And I think Kearney feels that they're maybe a little bit deeper this year than they've kind of been. At least they hope so anyway. They're very young. But you know what? Every team is young on week one. Because even if you're a senior, if it's your first year starting, you're still kind of a young player at that point. So I think Kearney, we're going to talk about just their youth here through the course of the year. But I think everybody's young this time of year, including Pius.
And for Kearney High, the big key tonight is going to be at the quarterback position. You've got a different situation for Coach Brandon Cool. He is going to platoon his quarterbacks. We'll hear more from him in the pregame tonight. Jacob White and Peyton Pocock. Pocock kind of trying to come off injury. Maybe he had been the kid that would have been penciled in, but Jacob White was able to fill in admirably during his injury time, but to replace Luke McNitt, the two-year starter who actually started in the playoffs his sophomore year, that's going to be a tough task.
And it absolutely. I mean, Luke McNitt was a special, special talent, and Pocock and White have a couple of different skill sets. Pocock being a pitcher and a catcher for the Legion baseball team, has a pretty strong arm, might be a little bit better thrower, but Jacob White has a lot of speed. It has a lot of elusiveness, and Pocock being slowed down a little bit, you might see White maybe running the ball a little bit more and Pocock throwing it a little bit more, but both of them kind of bring a little bit different skill set. It's kind of like bringing in that relief pitcher. When you bring in that different quarterback, there's a different cadence, there's a different style to the game. Kearney will be used to that. The defensive line for Pius won't, in terms of trying to guess the snap count and how the cadence works and that sort of thing. So, you know, everybody kind of always says, well, if you have two quarterbacks and you don't have any, I don't think that's the case here for Kearney at all tonight. I think they're going to feel very confident in whoever takes the snaps out there.
Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter with you on the New Tank Seed pregame show. Stacy Johns taking care of the production back at the studio. Don't forget, at the end of the night, after our postgame show, the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show every Friday here on Classic Hits. We'll take a break and hear from the coaches, starting with Tim Aylward of Pius, right after this on Classic Hits.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
This is the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. The New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time for the opening night of the high school football season, opening Friday here on ESPN Radio. And Kearney High this year makes the trip to Lincoln to take on the Pius X Thunderbolts. And joining us here on the pregame show is Tim Aylward, head coach of the Thunderbolts. Tim, great to catch up with you again. And we hear it all the time. The kids are tired of hitting each other. They want to hit somebody else.
Well, that's certainly the case, you know, with our guys, too. You know, with everything, the heat and everything, I think they're just anxious for a game, and they just want to get the season started.
Well, last year you guys made the transition into Class A football. Your first game was with Kearney, and it looked like, just like every other transition, took a little time to get things going. What did you think about how the team handled last year in Class A?
Well, I thought that, you know, it was one of those things that there was a little bit of a learning curve that, you know, the guys had to be ready to play, and there really weren't any weeks that you could say, okay, this is a game that, you know, that's winnable, you know, that we know we can win. I mean, each week was a tough game. So, you know, and I think now with that behind us, I think the guys realize that they've got to be ready to play from the very beginning in every game. So hopefully that'll hold true.
One similarity, I guess, for both of the ball clubs, neither you or Kearney have a lot of returning starters coming back. How do you like the progression of the new kids in over the summer and here in camp?
Well, you know, I've been pleased with the progress we've made, and the guys, you know, have had a good summer in that, and we're picking things up. You know, obviously we're maybe not where we'd like to be, but it's still, you know, going into week one as far as games are concerned. So I think that, you know, we'll be okay.
We're talking with Tim Aylward, head coach at Lincoln Pius X, as they get ready to open up with Kearney. Some of the guys you've got back, a couple of good linemen for you, and then for Colton Abendroth, he was hurt early last season and just a junior for you this year. So did he get a chance to improve at such a young age because of that injury? Where do you see his development?
Right now, he seems to be, you know, doing very well. He had a knee injury last season, so he did start, you know, in the middle of the season there when he was able to play. He did get a chance to start some games for us and did a nice job. So, you know, we're expecting him to come back and help us both on both sides of the ball. And, you know, between he and Sam Ron and we've got a couple others that, you know, they'll carry the load and hopefully we'll be able to rush the football.
Does look like you do have a little size up front, maybe a little bit bigger than Kearney High has this year. Will that be an advantage in this game?
We hope so. We'll take every advantage we can get. But, you know, it's one of those things. We do have a group of guys with some decent size, and some of them, you know, other than the exception of Tyson Cisneros, was a starter last year, but some of the other guys, you know, played a little bit here and there. So they've got a little bit of varsity experience, but there's always that transition, you know, from maybe playing a lot of JVs and that up to varsity and realize the game's moving a little faster and everybody's a good player. So, you know, I think that, you know, they've progressed so far. And, of course, we need some games under our belt and that there's no substitute for experience.
Tim Aylward of Pius is with us here on the pregame show. Tim, I take a look at when you have to put in that many new kids, sometimes you got to kind of change your philosophy offensively or defensively or maybe tweak your play calling. Are you going to have to do any of that this year? Will there be any changes from last year?
I don't think it, big changes other than the fact that, we have slowed down a little bit. We're not, as far as plays, we haven't put in as many, the number of plays maybe we've put in the last couple of years, and we're, it's one of those things that we've decided maybe if we cut back and just get a little better at what we're doing, that, that would be to our advantage. And that's kind of the idea we're going to go into the game with.
What is your biggest concern going into this opening game?
Well, I think that, we're like everybody else. We're just one or two injuries away from being a good team and being, just not very good. So we've got to keep everybody healthy. We've got to get our guys up front to really hold up, do a good job for us. And then, of course, not allow big plays early in a game, particularly like, that's kind of what hurt us last year against Kearney, was they hit a couple long passes on us and that. So we've just got to make sure that we're ready to play from the beginning and that we just kind of hold up and just keep everybody healthy.
What's your scouting report of Kearney? A lot of new kids, obviously. They don't have someone the caliber of Luke McNitt who kind of carried them offensively at the quarterback position. How different do you think they'll be?
I don't imagine they're going to change a lot. I'm sure that, again, you have a certain offensive, philosophy or ideas or plays you want to run, and I'm sure that they'll try and run them, and maybe they can't do everything they did last year. But I think they'll be solid. I'm sure offensively, defensively, that they'll be – they'll be pretty sound, and they'll be come out ready to play.
Just a last minute here with Tim Aylward, head coach at Pius. Overall, where do you see, can you even take a look at the big picture at this point of the season, or do you just, everybody says one game at a time, but you get to see a lot of good Lincoln schools. What about the schedule this year?
It's certainly going to be a tough schedule for us, and just have to wait and see how things play out. But, we think that we can at least be competitive I don't know if we've got those special guys to take us, to make us up to that next level, but I think that we can compete, and, we'll hold our own. Like I told the guys, the effort and some of the things they can control, then that's up to them, and they've just got to really just make up their minds they're going to go out and play as hard as they can.
Finally, Tim, obviously the Kearney fans, the ones that have been around, know the connection that you guys have with Kearney and yourself, but they have probably never been to Aldrich Field there or played Pius on the road, and most of the times it's at Seacrest. They've played there plenty of times. How big of an advantage is it to have your field right there on your campus?
Oh, for us, it's just, there's no substitute for that. I mean, we really enjoy it, and, we practice on it every day and things like that. So it's just really nice. And, of course, for the guys, just that feeling of, they're in that same locker room and the field and everything, the surroundings and the atmosphere and everything. So it's very special, and of course it's something that we really like.
You still get that same knot in your stomach opening night?
I will. I'm still. It's one of those things. All of a sudden it's Thursday, and it's like we're not ready to play. And you gotta it's time to play. So come tomorrow. There'll be that feeling will be there. Sure.
Well, Tim, we appreciate the time here. Best of luck this season, and thanks for letting us do the ball game here tonight. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you. My pleasure.
That's Tim Aylward, head football coach of the Thunderbolts of Lincoln Pius the 10th, and we'll be back with more here on Classic Hits and chat with Kearney coach Brandon Kuhl right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're pleased to be at Aldridge Field in Lincoln tonight for the season opener between the Kearney Bearcats and the Thunderbolts of Pius X. And we're joined by head coach Brandon Cool. And, Coach, I guess we'll kind of start the same way that we did with Coach Aylward over there. It's been a long camp. It's been hot this week. And as everybody says, you're tired of hitting on each other. How did the last few practices go in your mind to get you ready for this opening game?
You know what, we've been very pleased with the last three practices. Monday, we told those kids we were going to go extremely hard. We expected them to be refreshed, ready to go from Saturday and Sunday, and it was hot out there. There's no doubt about it. On Tuesday, we went for about an hour full pads to get some defensive stuff in and some team defensive stuff in, and we did a lot of on-air stuff, some skeleton stuff, so we didn't have any helmets or shoulder pads for the last hour and a half of practice. And then Wednesday, it wasn't too bad. We had a little bit of cloud cover Wednesday afternoon, and it was hot. We got a little sluggish towards the end, but we're going to have to suck it up and get through Friday night's game in order to be successful.
13 years now as Kearney High's head football coach, and I'll eliminate the first couple during the transition years, but is this maybe the least experience that you've had back, the most different fall camp that you've had as far as experience in the last 10, 11 years?
Well, we've always had, every year's been a senior dominant team, and so we just try to bring up the next crew, JV-wise, to be the next varsity team, and so this is not out of the unordinary for us to, be in this situation year in and year out. From game-wise experience, we're a little bit limited. We're going to be inexperienced in a lot of different spots. We've always had a senior quarterback ready to go within our program, with the exception of Luke McMahon, because he was good enough to play as a junior and a senior. But we've always had that senior quarterback, and we do not have that kid ready to go this year. So we got two young kids in Jacob White and Peyton Pocock that will kind of run the helm there offensively. But overall, we're going to lean on our seniors in order to be successful at the Class A level.
Brandon Cool joining us here, Kearney Bearcat coach. Obviously, that's a question on my list here is you were trying to decide who to go with. Are you splitting plays with these guys? Do you want to have one guy by the time districts rolls around, or is this what you anticipate seeing all year?
You know what? We're going to be pretty broad in our evaluation of both of these guys. Peyton brings in a different dynamic to our offense, more of a pitcher style. He can really throw the ball in the correct spot. He's pretty precise in the throwing aspect in the passing game. Where Jacob White is more of a rollout guy, kind of a running quarterback, and work him downhill a little bit. And so, not that they can't run our entire package, because Jacob's going to do what Peyton can do, and obviously Pocock's going to be able to do what Whitey can do. So, it's one of those things where whoever has the hot hand, however we feel as a coaching staff, what's working for us. That quarterback's going to be playing most of the snaps. And so those guys understand the situation. We're going to get them a ton of reps here, especially early on in the season, and then kind of figure out what our identity is on offense and kind of go.
We've heard this a little bit from the Huskers. They always want to know who's playing linebacker, and you play so many spread offenses, you may not need that. Well, does Pius's defense lend themselves to one guy or the other?
That's a great question. I would assume, Tim, they're going to stay with their same defensive package they dealt with for the last 30 years, so I don't see a whole lot of changes in how they're going to attack us. Depends on certain formations, kind of dictates what they do defensively. So to answer your question, that kind of goes right into our line of pulls with certain formations with Peyton, throwing the football, maybe getting some inside seams in there, some slant routes. And then run game-wise, we kind of spread them out with our formations, our spread offense, and let Whitey kind of work downhill on him. And so you're exactly right when it comes to give us an opportunity defensively to attack those guys. And I think both Peyton and Whitey will do a good job with that.
Tyler Gillen's back for you at IBAC. I think Kearney High fans know what the story was, but he's back with the Bearcats. Where has he improved? And I guess just kind of where are you at with Tyler right now?
Tyler's done a tremendous job of running our weak defensive end spot. He's got good foot speed where he can come off the edge and get after some people in the backfield, but he can also kind of get out in the flats and get him locked up man-to-man with some sort of inside receiver. And he's a speedster. There's no doubt about it. And anytime you talk about that type of speed, we're going to put him at the high back position. We want to get him the ball multiple times, because when he gets out in that open field, I guarantee you can get to the end zone in a hurry. So for us to be successful, though, we're going to have to give him some breathers offensively or defensively so we can keep him fresh. But he'll be tough to handle if he gets out in that open field.
Brandon Cool with us for just another couple minutes here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. You mentioned at the fall sports preview earlier this week that you were going to be playing a lot of kids. How do you manage playing a lot of kids, and just kind of the philosophy on where you're at with that?
Well, we've already kind of set some rotations, especially with our big boys up front. We're going to try to be pretty structured defensively, probably less rotation going on defensively than we usually do. But offensively, to kind of save on our defensive linemen, offensively, we're going to rotate almost every series. Every other series, those guys are going to come in and get an opportunity to play. We'll have a lot of receivers working in and out. I think we're going to play 30-some guys. You're talking about starters on special teams, too. So we're going to have an opportunity to get a lot of young kids out there, a lot of junior-type kids, give them some game experience. And then once things settle down heat-wise and JV-wise, kind of seeing some young kids develop for us, we'll make some decisions and hopefully have that all solidified before our district play.
Tell us a little bit about Pius. As you said, Tim Alward's been there for 30-plus years. There's no surprises that you're anticipating?
No, obviously have a wrinkle for us defensively. They threw a couple extra screen passes last year that I didn't think we were quite prepared for, and so we've been working on those all week long. They're going to be big up front. They're going to be 270. I think one guy's 280, another guy's about 285. And then they got a good fullback and eye back. And so they're going to try to establish that line of scrimmage with their eye formation. And if they can pound the ball right at us, it's going to be a long night, because they're going to hold the ball from us, keep our offense on the sidelines. So for us to be successful, we're going to have to win the war in the trenches. We're going to have to stop the third and short play and make those guys kick the ball or turn the ball over to us.
And finally, we talked on opening day about special teams. You said you almost had a school-wide tryout. Where did you end up?
Well, we still haven't quite made any decisions. We're going to take two kickers into the game against Pius, the Gowan kid, Tragen Gowan. He's a sophomore kid. We're going to bring him along, and then we have the Follett kid, Parker Follett, who is a junior kid. So we're going to take both those guys on the road. We might give them both an opportunity to either kick off or kick an extra point, and we'll make some game-time decisions with those guys. But they're pretty equal at what we want to get done, and it all depends on Mother Nature also. If there's a breeze, we might kick one kid instead of the other. One might have a little bit better kickoff than the other. So those things will all be determined hopefully in the next couple days. And so for Pius, we're ready to rock and roll. But that is a huge concern for us. We've had a lot of success in the kicking game in the past, and then to put us kind of behind the eight ball here this off season, we've kind of been scrambling to find that punter, find that kickoff guy, find that field goal kicker in order for us to be successful. So we'll put somebody in there. We'll play with 11 guys and see if we can't move the chains offensively a little bit more, so we don't have to rely on the field goal game.
All right, Brandon, we always appreciate the time. Let's see if the Bearcats can once again get that season-opening win. We wish you the best of luck tonight and throughout the season. Thanks for the time.
Thank you for your coverage.
That is the head football coach of the Kearney Bearcats, Brandon Cool, on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's season opener right after this on Classic Hits.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at flatriverpreps.com, as we are moments away from taking a look at the starting lineup for tonight's game between the Lincoln Pius, the 10th Thunderbolts, and the Kearney High Bearcats. Folks, a reminder that on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Sutton is taking on Tri-County. That's kicking off here at 7 o'clock. And also, coming up on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, it is Seward battling Hastings. And you can hear all of those games on the World Wide Web as well at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. All A and B schools playing tonight. Quite a few of the C and D are now in week zero. There were a handful of games last night. Grand Island was a winner over Lincoln Northeast here in the capital city, 54-14. We'll take a break and come back with the starting lineups for the season opener right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports. We'll look at the starting lineups for this season opening contest brought to you by our friends at Five Points Bank, the better bank. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. It is a scorcher here tonight in Lincoln. When they tell you where the emergency services are, Randy, you know it's
a
scorcher.
That's a sign. That's a sign.
Well, let's take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's football game, and we will begin with the Lincoln Pius X Thunderbolts on offense. The center is number 56, a 245-pound senior, Sam Donlin. Left guard, number 51, 215-pound senior, Thomas Crawford. Right guard, number 66, 225-pound senior, Nicholas Esperanza. The left tackle, number 67, 240-pound junior, Jack Barnett. The right tackle, number 76, 290-pound senior, Tyson Cisneros. The tight end is number 88. He is a 210-pound senior, Grant McElroy. The split end is number 2, 200-pound senior, Noah Applegate. The Z-back is number 13, 170-pound junior, Thomas Heppner. The fullback, number 28, a 195-pound junior, Colton Abendrum. Number 32 is the I-back, 195-pound senior, Sam Ron. And the quarterback, number 1, 180-pound senior, Zach Pettit. The head coach at Lincoln Pius X is Tim Aylward. For Kearney, the center is number 54, 5'9", 210-pound senior, Trevor Hibbard. At left guard, 6'3", 259-pound junior, Brian Arp. At right guard, number 50, 201-pound senior, Justin Liveringhouse. At left tackle, 242-pound senior, number 67, Logan Fong. At right tackle, number 52, 240-pound junior, Aaron Griffith. For Kearney in the specialty positions, you'll have the Z, number 40, 176-pound senior in Jamison Ortley. Rotating in plays at the Y is number 32, Jake Cully, and number 35, David Erickson. They are both seniors. Your X receiver is number 19, 168-pound senior, Jacob Kingsley. The halfback is number 7, 178-pound senior, Matt Kester. The I-back is number 34, 6-foot, 190-pound senior, Tyler Gillen. And they'll rotate quarterbacks, number 9, 170-pound junior Peyton Pocock, and number 14, 184-pound junior Jacob White. The head coach of the Kearney Bearcats is Brandon Poole, assisted by Brad Archer, Steve Cherry, Tim Christo, Jeb Hatch, Chad Carr, Pete Kropp, Greg Limbaugh, Dan Martin, Kyle Peters, Kent Shagrew, and Darren Van Winkle. There's been some history between these teams, and Kearney is 7-2 against Pius. That's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, and the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll kick the season off right after this.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Well, Randy, Kearney High is going to boot this one away to start the season.
And they have the opportunity to kind of pin them back deep, get the ball in pretty good field position. You want to establish yourself very, very early, especially on the road. You don't want to give what is a pretty good-sized crowd here at the Pius X. You don't want to give them a whole lot to cheer about.
Back to receive it, Noah Applegate and Sam Ron. And the ball is in the air. It is a pooch kick, and a fair catch will be called for at the 25-yard line. And that's where Lincoln Pius X will start things off here. So Kearney High with their kickoff man, Tragen Gowan. And he is, as you heard from Coach Cool, one of those deals where Kearney High is also looking for a new kicker. They have been so fortunate in the kicker and quarterback departments for the last few years that they haven't had to worry about it.
Yeah, they really have been blessed in that area, and they got to find themselves a kind of a new player.
So we'll set out of that I formation with Twins to the left side, and Pettit will give it off to his I back over the right side, looking for some running room across the 30 out to the 31-yard line. To start things off here is Sam Ron, the I back. They got some big boys. That is one thing out there. Kearney High is probably not as big in this football game, and that's going to be a gain of 5 for Sam Ron.
I'm going to be interested to watch Trevor Hibbert the entire game. He plays center, he plays nose tackle, so he's going to be in the middle of that action the entire night.
It is second down, 5 yards to go. Pitch play left side this time to Ron, and he's hit the backfield. He'll lose yardage down at the 29-yard line, firing through there a trio of Kearney High Bearcats led by number 52, Aaron Griffith.
But a nice job there by Brian Arie, fighting off one blocker, taking up that blocker, and allowing Griffith to come in underneath and make a play for it. A loss of about 1 yard on the play. And again, that battle won up front that time by Kearney High.
Going to be third down and 6 yards to go here. And they will go with a spread formation. Twins to the right. They'll send Alex Mastel to the short side left, come out of the shotgun here with Pettit on third and six. He'll roll to his right, wants to throw, under pressure, throws it out here, and it is overthrown for Noah Applegate, who had found a little bit of a sideline seam over there in front of the Kearney High bench, but the pass is incomplete, and Pius ends up going three and out, and Kearney will now get their first opportunity of the 2013 season.
There was a window in there that the ball could have gone and it been caught, so Tyler Gillen with pretty good coverage did not make that an easy throw because it was a relatively small window that ball had fit into.
Ortley is going to be the deep man because they're pretty sure they won't boot it to Tyler Gillen. And Pius kind of coming out like, well, are they going to punt it or are they not going to punt it? Now they're ready to go. It's fourth down and 6 yards to go. Ball is spotted at their 29-yard line. The snap bounces back to the punter. He's in a little bit of a trouble. He has to kick it with his left foot, and he does a great kick. The line drive kick is fair caught. Ortley should probably not have fair caught that line drive kick, but Kearney will have good field position at their own 37-yard line, a punt of 34 yards.
It's kind of an unorthodox play, and it probably threw Ortley off just a little bit in terms of feeling comfortable, because that's not how practice has been going.
Yeah.
You know, they've been giving those high, booming kicks all practice, and then you get that line drive, and you just get a little nervous the first time you feel it, first time of the season.
Nick Poland with a 34-yard punt, no return. Kearney's first possession will be at their own 37-yard line, and Peyton Pocock will get the first snaps here. And they will go four wide with an empty backfield, send Gillen in motion out of the left slot. He'll come set to the left of Pocock, and they'll hand it to him on a sweep right, and he will be brought down for no gain. In on the tackle for Lincoln Pius X will be number 88, Grant McElroy. And we talked about this on and off air, Randy. Tyler Gillen, watching him last year, he was the secondary back. They
right.
Like to get him to the outside. He wasn't very effective running between the tackles, and he will have to at least have some effectiveness, or at least not be afraid, even if it's only a 1 yard gain.
You have to respect that inside game for him to be able to use his feet on the outside.
So nothing for Gillen. Second down, trips to the left side. Pocock with his first pass. He's going to throw a little slant, and it is caught, it looks like. Hanging on to it is going to be David Erickson. The pass was thrown behind him. He'll haul it in at the 44-yard line. It's a gain of 7, 3rd and 3.
And it been probably close to 3rd and 1 had that ball been thrown to the other shoulder. It was thrown to the safe side. If the Peyton would have kind of rolled the dice a little bit more, be a little bit shorter, but this is still a very manageable 3rd down situation here for Kearney High.
So 3rd down and 3. Bearcats will split out wide to the right side. Jacob Kingsley trips to the left side, the short side. Gillen flanks Pocock to his right. On 3rd and 3, it's going to be an option. In fact, Whiteson is the quarterback. He'll run it. He's got the first down. He broke a tackle at the 45, dives into Pius territory, where he is hauled down by Hefner at the 49-yard line. So White's the kid that could run a little bit better, and they bring him in there, and he runs the option very well for a gain of actually 8 yards.
And he was met pretty much at the first down marker, but was able to run through one tackle, knock another guy down that eventually did make the tackle, got 5 yards after contact. No question, he got enough for the first down if you can run with that kind of power.
3 minutes in, we're scoreless. Kearney's first possession, they're into Pius territory at the 48. I formation and our first penalty flag of the ball game. And you don't see Kearney over the last few years run out of that I formation very often.
No, that what they've done the last couple of years, since they had an excellent running quarterback, is just kind of get everybody out of the way, be in that shotgun, and allow your quarterback to just kind of run around. This year, it's going to be more of a power game, even though they're not the largest team that you're going to see in Class A. They're going to come and run at you a little bit more. At least they feel they can do that tonight against Pius.
Again, a very steamy night tonight. Kickoff temperatures in the low 90s here at Aldridge Field. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Bearcats, after getting the first down, now the penalty backs them up to 1st and 15 with 3 wides, and out of the shotgun formation again will be Pocock. 3-step drop, looks right, covered, scrambles left, he's in trouble. He'll run it himself, he'll get 2, 3, and then he is going to be wrapped up at his own 48-yard line and driven backwards hard by a trio of Pius players led by Noah Applegett.
So he gets about maybe 3-4 yards there, and it's at that point that you've got to make the decision. If you're going to slide, slide, or you got to put your head down, and he kind of turned his shoulder, and you open yourself up for more injury when you do that. So that'll be one thing they talk about at film tomorrow. If you're going to run, run. If you're going to slide, slide.
Well, there was nobody open and give a good job there to the Pius secondary. It will be a gain of 2, and that brings up 2nd down and 13.
And they expected the pass, and they did a great job, Pius did, of defending that pass and then coming with enough pass defense rush to make sure that Pocock didn't have time to find anybody.
4-3 defense here, and out of the pistol formation, looking deep, now throwing underneath Pocock, and this ball is almost intercepted. Jumping the route was Thomas Hefner on the pass intended for Jacob Kingsley. If he holds on, there would have been nobody in front of him for a 50-yard pick 6. So a break there for Kearney High, and that's going to be part of the learning curve here, as both these quarterbacks going through some probably nerves, and Pocock now runs over to the sideline to talk to Coach Brandon Cool and get the play. It's 3rd and 13.
A little role reversal there. Jacob Kingsley had to play defensive back on that play, and he did a nice job of knocking the ball down, feeling the pressure coming in from underneath him, knocking it down. Otherwise, Pius is lining up for an extra point.
3rd down and 13. Again, twins to the short side. They bring in an extra blocking back here. And back to pass Pocock. They slept the blitz come through. It's a screen to Gillen, and Pius says, that's fine. You can have your 5 yards. It's 4th down and 8. You're going to pump the football away. So a 5-yard screen pass that Pius had well covered.
Yeah, they did. They just kind of came with a zone and stayed underneath. They had a lot of defensive backs in that area. Not bad setup there for the screen, but a good job for Pius to be ready with about 5 or 6 defensive backs ready there to defend whatever was thrown in underneath.
So the first punt of the ball game for Kearney, it's all scoreless, 7-15 and counting. Each team is going to go one possession and out. Kearney at least picked up a first down. The punter is Jacob White here for the Kearney High Bearcats. And White boots a nice, high, spiraling kick, fair catch called for and made in the sun at the 10-yard line. Beautiful punt that time. Going to end up being a 36-yard punt with no return.
And the beauty of that punt is twofold. One, forced the fair catch, and if they would have let it hit the turf because of the high hang time, there were plenty of hang time with that, Kearney was in good position to try to down that inside the 10 if they would have let it go. That was a great punt by White.
So scoreless here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't Don't forget, at the end of the night, the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show, powered by PlatteRiverPreps.com, follows us on Classic Hits and 1230 AM KHAS. First down and 10 out of the I formation with twins to the left side. They don't vary it very much here for Coach Aylward at Pius. He tries the hard count to draw them off. They go with a fullback dive, and that's about all it is. It's going to be Colton Abendroth across the 10. It'll give him the 12, maybe the 12-and-a-half yard line. We'll call it a gain of 2, second and 8.
And Justin Liveringhouse coming up there and be able to defense that very, very well from his little middle linebacker spot. Good job up front by the defensive tackles and the nose guard to eat up the blockers, and Liveringhouse working in there free and makes it a gain of only about 1.
Liveringhouse, one of only 2 returning starters for the Bearcats as they go out of the shotgun again. Quick swing out here, Pettit, and it is going to be tipped and incomplete. Trying to get it out there to Applegate, and Gillen got his hand on that one at the 15. It'll be 3rd and 8.
And he nearly made the interception in great position. He wouldn't have been able to take that one the distance, but he got his hands in there. And again, the Pies player, he had to play defense. Otherwise, Carney would be in great position here as well. So both, well, we've seen 3 quarterbacks so far in the game, but we've seen a fair number of quarterbacks that have kind of put the ball in some dangerous situations.
So big play here for the Carney High Bearcats. If they could force a punt from the basically the goal line here for Pius, they will go twins left, set up in the I formation, 3rd and 8 at their own 12. And Pettit, out of the option, is going to pitch it through Rod's hands. The ball's fumbled. It's on the ground. Carney is going to knock it out of bounds at the 6. And that's about all they could do. Give credit there to the I-back Sam Ron. The pitch was high, and he was just trying to shove that ball out of bounds. So what did he do? He just shoved the Carney guy out of bounds before he could get to the ball. And it'll be a 4th down punting situation.
That ball needed to take a perfect bounce for Carney to be able to get it inside of there, because you're right, the I-back did a great job at defensing the fumble there and forcing it out of bounds.
So a loss of 6 on the play, and now punting from their own back line. Here we go. Good rush. The kick does get away. It was a better snap this time. Ortley will take it at the 43 of Pius, up the middle 40. He's got a little room, 35, and gets to about the 32-yard line. And now he breaks a tackle. Was that ball fumbled? No, he just keeps on going.
He squirted through there.
All the way to the 27. It looked like the play was dead. He gets it all the way to the 27, a 16-yard return on a 37-yard punt.
And there was even some discussion by the officials of where to mark the ball. Was he his progress originally stopped? But no whistle had blown, and they're going to give him forward progress.
Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, Cody Horn, Stacy Johns, all with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Cody Horn, our special spotter tonight. He also thinks it's hot. And we will get our first break here, water break around the 6-minute mark, and so there is 6:08 to go here in the first quarter, and we have our first water break of the night. It's Carney nothing, Pius nothing, opening night of high school football season, and we'll be back in a minute.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
Oh, it's the opening night of the high school football season, that's for sure, folks. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you as Carney will have it 1st and 10 on their second series, starting in Pius territory. A little misdirection here for quarterback White. He's got some room around the right side, 25-20, 15-10, all the way to the end zone. Touchdown, Carney. A 27-yard touchdown run, plenty of misdirection. He fooled Pius and went in untouched for the first Bearcat touchdown of the year.
Well, great job of handling the ball, sucking in the defense, and then using the speed from the outside. So the deception by the ball handling by White, and then White using his speed to get to the outside, and that was a well-designed play, and it worked absolutely perfectly for the Bearcats.
And now to try the extra point will be Tragen Gowan. Straight-on kicker, a little soccer, but just off to the left side. Holding is Pocock. The kick is away. The kick is no good, they say. The snap was a little bit behind. Pocock looked like he got it down, but they're going to say he missed to the left. And so with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter, Kearney strikes first. The Bearcats 6, Pius nothing here on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
All right, Kearney High ready to kick it off for the second time after the white touchdown. It's 6-0, Randy. That's a beautiful play. Kearney getting the first score of the year.
Well, and again, it was just a little attrition. And here, a little trickeration on the kick. It's a short one.
Just like the last one, but this one takes a funny bounce. And Pius reverses field, 30-35, up to the 39-yard line. Good job of handling that by Peter Jaros. And good field position here for Pius, their best starting field position of the first three possessions.
And I don't know if that's really by design, but it was kind of a fluttering end-over-end kick that was just past where that first line of blockers, who are generally wearing numbers in the 60s and 70s, and it's bouncing around there, and a chance for Kearney to get a long onside kick.
So Pius sets it up again, I formation with twins left, and they'll hand it off to the I-back, Sam Ron, who crashes across the 40 and finds his way out to about the 43 for a 4-yard gain.
And a nice job underneath there by Trevor Hibbert again. We've been calling his number a lot. He's able to get there, get first contact, and then Liberinghouse able to kind of clean it up. Gain of about 2.5-3 yards. And if you're Pius, you'll take that because you're staying pretty much on schedule. Now, they're going to be kind of a 3 yards and a cloud of dust a fair amount tonight.
It'll be second down and 6 yards to go here for Pius, trailing 6-0 midway through the quarter. Three-step drop. Flare out here is incomplete. It was a short little slant pattern of only about 3 yards off the hands of Applegate, well covered there by Jamison Ortley. And so 0 for 3 for quarterback Zach Pettit through the air.
Those footsteps of Ortley must have sounded very, very loud, because had that been a completion, Ortley would have lit him up. And I think that kind of gets you those Tyrannosaurus Rex arms that don't stick out quite as far as they need to on that play. So that was well defensed by Ortley, even though it was possible for it to be caught. There wasn't going to be any yards after catch.
Robin Droth on third down is going to get the draw, and Kearney is all over it. There is no gain on the play coming through there. Big time for the Bearcats is going to be Brian Art, the All-State prospect. Swallows that one up. No gain. It's fourth down and the third punt for Pius.
And again, really kind of first time we've called Arp's name tonight, but I guarantee it won't be the last. Strong kid last year, probably would have played a fair amount, but with the injuries, didn't get out on the field. And they're very, very excited. Very athletic kid. You're going to see him do some nice things in basketball as well. He's got great feet for his size.
So back to punt the ball away. Again, kind of a low snap, and we are going to have...
He's down.
We're going to have... Oh, he went down to pick up the punt and knelt and hit the ground. One of the rules I hate in football, but the official says that the low snap to the punter for Lincoln Pius, the 10th, Nick Poland, as he went down to get it, his knee hit the ground, and so they'll call him down all the way back at the 30-yard line.
I'm with you. I'm not a big fan of that rule in that circumstance. I mean, I understand when you catch the ball, a forward pass, your knee hits when you make the catch. Yeah, that makes sense to me that you're down. But when you're a punter or a quarterback that's got to go low to get the ball, you know, a few years back, holders would squat because they were actually interpreting the rule that when you were kneeling to put the ball down for a field goal or an extra point, that you were down there.
Yeah, but that was the leather helmet days.
But no, that wasn't that long ago. That was the interpretation of the rule.
4:38 to go, first quarter. Kearney 6, Pius nothing, but Kearney gets a big break here, and we'll start at the Pius 30. Man in motion, sets tight end to the right side, out of the I formation. White is going to turn, hand it off to the I back, who is Brockton Sterling, I believe, has come into the ball game. He'll crash for and a fumble on the play, and Pius has covered it. Well, Bias covered it, so they get the break and they get the ball back.
And that's a huge break because the momentum all going to Kearney High. They're playing much better ball. They tack on a second touchdown, and Pius might have that feeling of, oh, no, here we go again, just like it happened last year when we played Kearney High. So that is a huge break for them to keep them in this game early with 4.5 minutes to go here in quarter number one. Because they have not moved the ball very effectively at all.
No, they have not, and now we've got a timeout. Pius didn't have enough people out there on the field, so they're going to have to call a timeout.
This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. Now is the time to see Joe. Check for your auto, home, life, business insurance. Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance.
We'll be back after this. Kearney leads at 6-0.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And that'll bring up a first down and 10 here for Pius, and the exchange is fumbled, but it is grabbed. They're just falling forward. Is going to be quarterback Zach Pettit. He's going to get a couple of yards out of what it could be a disaster here. So the last three snaps haven't been very good, but Pettit hangs on, gets two. It'll be second down and 8. Pius at their own 30. Kearney leading, 6-0. 4 minutes to go in this steamy first quarter. Pitch play to they put up the fullback, Colton Abendroth, as the I back, and he comes around left side and gets it out to the 35-yard line for a gain of 5. It'll bring up 3rd down and 3, so they switch the backs that time.
Yeah, and he ran like a fullback, covered the ball with both hands, just put his head down, bowled over one defender, and gained a couple of yards. But there was a nice little hole there. In fact, there's been a couple of nice holes. The play before, fortunately, was run up the middle for Pius. Otherwise, they wouldn't have kept that ball after the fumble.
Same play, but Arp's not going to let it happen this time. Yep. A gain of 1 out to the 38. Maybe a gain of 2, but it's not enough for the first down as they give it once again to Colton Abendroth. Now what will Coach Tim Aylward do? You would have to figure this is going to be a punt, but Pius has yet to get a first down in this ball game.
Well, they're close enough they're going to measure, but from our vantage point, it looks like they're almost a full yard short. Well, maybe not.
You got a really good spot.
Yeah,
I will tell you this. They got a really good spot. So our first measurement of the year, I'll say he's short. Let's see what happens. These are regulation chains. 3:21 to go in the first quarter. It's 6-0 Kearney on a 27-yard Jacob White touchdown run.
That was a great play there by Arp. Got off the block. Just ate up all that penetration.
They are short by the nose of the football. One of those that 95% of the time the quarterback could fall forward and get it. But if you don't, then you give Kearney all kinds of momentum.
Well, the punter's not out there. Looks to me like they're going to go for it.
Watch out for the old try and draw him off sides trick. As the quarterback, Zach Pettit, sets him down in a power eye formation. Kearney with 5 down linemen. Ball is spotted. Pettit, quarterback sneak, and he should have it. Pettit will have it to the 39-and-a-half-yard line.
Well, for a while there, it appeared that the secondary pressure put up there by Tyler Dahlke that kind of came through the line was going to be able to push him back, but he was able to slip that shoulder and just lean to his left and find just a small little crease there, as Kearney obviously brings a lot of pressure right up the middle because everybody knew what they were going to run there, but somehow Pius was able to get just enough for the first down. Now they go shotgun.
And on first down, the first down of the ball game for Pius. They're going to throw it out here in the flat, and it is complete for a 9-yard gain to Noah Applegate. And in on the tackle for Kearney is Tristan Pegg.
And again for Applegate, that was a great pattern. He was with another receiver and then was able to push the defenders back and then come back in underneath and make that catch for a nice little 8-yard gain.
So right after the first down, the first pass completion here for Pius. It's second and one at their own 48-yard line, trailing 6-0. Fullback off the left side, making the tackle for Kearney is Tyler Dahlke after a short gain, but right at midfield, and that will be enough for a first down.
And that's one of those where Dahlke, 182 pounds, if he puts his head down a little bit lower and keeps those feet moving, he kind of ran to the player instead of running through the player, and that is just the difference whether or not they get a first down or not right at midfield. Yeah, so, great read, though. I mean, he filled that hole like he was shot out of a cannon.
Hunter Townsend will check out after the play. Back in will be Thomas Hefner. And Pius now trying to get into Kearney territory for the first time here this season. 2.5 to go here in quarter number one. Kearney had a little helmet problems there, so checking in late is going to be Eli Keller. And on first down and 10, out of the shotgun again here for Pius. Twins right. One step drop, going to go for it all, throwing it deep and throwing it long for Applegate. It's over his head and incomplete.
And great coverage there, stride for stride, and then falling at the very last moment was Pegg, as he was right there with him. It was going to take an absolutely perfect throw, and when it wasn't open, quarterback makes the right decision, and that is, I'm going to throw it farther, and I think my guy's faster, and that's the only chance is to outrun everybody, and Applegate wasn't able to get there.
Yeah, there was nothing going on there but just step back and chuck it, because it wasn't a three-step drop. It was just rock back on that back foot and throw it as far as he could. So I think that kind of tells us how far that Pettit can throw the ball, and that's about 40 yards maybe in the air. It's second down and 10, same formation. They'll run the option to the wide side of the field, and there's nowhere to go. In fact, a loss of a couple of yards that time and making the hit on Colton Abendroth
is Eli Keller. He did a great job of stringing that out and staying where he was supposed to be. He had help on the inside. His job was not to go after the quarterback. He had the pitch man, stayed true to his commitment, was able to break it down. And when the running back tried to cut to the inside, he had plenty of help. But the first one to hit him was the guy that had him. He had the pitch guy, Eli Keller.
Abendroth hurt his leg, I believe broke his leg, in the third game last year as a sophomore. So he's still pretty raw. He's had the bulk of carries. We got a bubble right here on third and 11 out of the shotgun for Pius, trailing 6-0. Pettit, three-step drop, throws it over the middle. It's in and out of the hands of Applegate, and almost a circus catch on the deflection for Pius. Trying to get back to it was Jack Rice, but it will fall incomplete, and another punting situation coming up for Pius.
Yeah, a tipping drill there, but unfortunately Kearney wasn't part of it. It was just between a couple of Pius receivers and almost a miracle first down for Pius. That was pretty good coverage. That was ball was thrown in a very small window with a lot of sauce on it. That was going to be a hard catch.
So with 1:29 to go here in the first quarter, still 6-0 Kearney. The punting has been an adventure. This time a good enough snap. Last time he knelt and they blew him dead. Ortley takes it at the 15, makes a man miss 20, 25, keeps the legs churning at the 28, and he'll be gang tackled at the 30-yard line. And then a very late flag comes down in the backfield, the defensive backfield, and we'll see what that one is all about.
Well, that was late and at the very end of the play. And by the end of the play, the ball was caught about the 15, and the flag's thrown at the 18 after the play was already behind it. And it could be that it took time to get the flag out of their pocket, but in any event, Kearney's going to be called for a hold or a block in the back.
Illegal block, and not only is it an illegal block, the flag is 13 yards behind where the play ended, so you mark it off from where the flag is. So the ball will be marked right around the 9-yard line here for Kearney. First down and 10 at their own 9, a minute 16 to go in the first quarter. Kearney 6, and Pius nothing here on Classic Hits.
And obviously a very costly penalty, and didn't see it because it was probably behind the play. And that'll be something that you'll want to clean up, because there wasn't any reason for that block, because Ortley was already behind, was already upfield.
Silver Lake 8, Arcadia 7 after 1. Sutton leads there, Central 16-0. Seward is up 7-0 on Hastings in the first quarter of play as well. And you can check those out on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Bearcats taking a little time getting personnel in here. And they'll break the huddle. Let's see how the play clock's looking here, if they can get this play off. Quarterback this time will be Jacob White. First down and 10 at their own 9-yard line.
Now they start to mark it off.
Jake Cooley moves from the right end to the left end. And it's going to be White just keeping it himself, and I'm not sure he made it back to the line of scrimmage. Pius closed down the interior line, and he gets back to the line, no gain.
And you're not going to be overly adventurous here. You're not going to do a whole lot outside. You can run outside, but you're not going to see a lot of trick plays or a lot of running around the end. You don't want to give up any negative yardage in this situation. And we'll see whether or not they put the ball in the air as Pocock comes in at quarterback.
Especially this early in the season, where you don't want to be making, as you said, any mistakes with the inexperience that you have out there. Again, Kearney only two returning starters on both sides of the ball, Justin Livinghouse and Jake Culley. So it'll be second down and 10 at their own 9-yard line. Kearney leading 6-0. Pocock in out of the pistol, trips to the left side, and they're going to give it to Gillen right up the middle. He gets across the 10. He's trying to drag a couple of Pius guys with him, and does. He leads that football out to the 15. He made 4 extra yards on second effort there as Colton Abendroth and Sam Atkins were trying to bring him down. That's going to be a gain of 6. It's 3rd and 4.
He is so quick. He is hard to hit with your shoulder pads, and that was essentially an arm tackle. Granted, there was 2 guys there, so he had one arm on one side, one arm on the other, and he was trying to run through those arm tackles, but it's very, very difficult to hit him squarely in the chest and drive him backwards, and almost ran through that arm tackle, and they'll have a chance to get that first down, first play in the second quarter.
Kearney High will go to the sidelines as the first quarter of the season is over. It's Kearney 6 and Pius nothing. You're listening to high school football on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
It's high school football on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're through one quarter of play, and the Kearney Bearcats have the lead by a score of 6-0 on a 27-yard touchdown run by Jacob White. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you as, boy, we're a few minutes away from the sun getting behind the trees.
And I'm looking forward to it.
The field is now out of the sunlight, folks. It's unbelievably hot here. We knew it would be, but I'm here to tell you they weren't lying.
And again, it's a unique situation here because usually when the sun's setting, it is the visiting team that has to figure out how to look into that setting sun and see the game down below. But it's the home team that actually has to look into that sun field.
Well, I had Kearney for 2 first downs in the football game, first quarter, just like Pius. And Kearney now faces 3rd down and 4. Ball is at their own 15-yard line. And Pocock out of the shotgun, has time, throws the slant. It's going to be tipped and picked off at the 25-yard line. Off the tip, the interception made by Sam Akins.
But a nice job of tipping the ball as it was going to the intended receiver by Jackson Detterding. Detterding was able to just deflect it, went off the chest of the intended receiver for Kearney High, and that allowed that ball to be bounced up in there. That was a well-thrown ball, but that was defended even better.
Trying to get it into the hands of Ortley and just reaching around and tipping it out of there. So first play of the second quarter is a interception by Sam Akins.
You know, and from our vantage point, it looked like it was tipped, but you're not even really sure because it was the receiver's back was to us, so we couldn't see for sure. But that ball was thrown right between the 4 and the 0.
Well defended, and now Pius trailing 6-0 will start at the 27 of Kearney High. Hand it off, and Brian Arp is right through there to bring down Colton Abendroth again.
Well, Arp came up there like there wasn't anybody in front of him, and he just beat his guy. Just nice little swim move right over the top. Came through there, wasn't even slowed down at all by the blocker. He made that tackle in pursuit from the backside.
So Abendroth, now I have him for 7 carries, 9 yards. Sam Ron, 4 carries, 8 yards. Zach Pettit, 2 carries, 4 yards. Through the air, 1 of 6, 9 yards. Kearney's defense has done the job so far in this ball game, but now they've got to find a way to not let Pius get a first down and then put them up to a long field goal decision. Twins to the wide side left, out of the I formation. Different fullback this time. Long count by Pettit, and there's movement. Yeah, I think that's one where the center forgot the snap count because the quarterback started to back out and just a half snap late, and this will be the first penalty of the ball game on Pius. Kearney has 2 penalties for 20 yards, for 14 yards.
Yeah, just a little twitch there by both the quarterback and the fullback, and I think you're right. I think the center forgot the snap count, or there was some miscommunication with the cadence there. Because both the fullback and the quarterback thought that it was going to start. But they only flinched. There wasn't a whole lot of movement. It was almost a borderline whether or not they were going to throw the flag because they did throw it relatively late.
Don't forget, coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Score updates, first half stats, and more. It's second down and 15. Toss pitch play back to the IMAC Ron, who cuts back against the grain, 25-20, 15. And he's going to be very close to the first down. Just short of the 13-yard line. It looks like he'll be just short of the first down, but a gain of 14 on the play for Sam Ron.
And that the timing of that play, that pitch kind of stuck in the quarterback's hand a little bit too long, actually slowed down the running back enough that Kearney over-pursued the play. So a little bit of bad timing for Pius led to over-pursuit by Kearney High and a great job of cutting back against the grain.
So it'll be third down and 1 yard to go at the Kearney 13-yard line. Trying to tie this up is Pius. Kearney lots of shifting here on the defense. And it's a toss play to Ronald in the right side. Finds a little bit of a crease and up for a first down. Breaks a tackle inside the 10. Tries his way down to the 7 as he drags Bearcats with him. We've seen the running backs now on both teams gain extra yardage. A gain of 7.
And again, this is hard-nosed football. Both these two teams are really kind of running at each other. And it's been a little bit hard to get in front of that running back, and you end up grabbing with an arm instead of hitting them with your chest and your shoulder pads and driving them back, and the running backs have been running through those arm tackles.
Pius has not been able to do much until this drive. First and goal at the 6, Ron right up the middle, and he is stuck by Arp at the 5-yard line, a gain of 1 as they try to run it right up the gut.
And Arp didn't have that penetration, but shifted right down the line, and a good job right up the middle of the nose tackle, Trevor Hibbard, to kind of eat up one guy and allow Arp the ability to kind of flow to the football.
Don't forget, Husker football tomorrow here in Lincoln. You can hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Pre-game at 2, kickoff at 7. Just like this, it'll be warm. Second and goal at the 5 for Pius out of the I formation. Quarterback wants to throw. His tight end is wide open in the end zone. Touchdown, Sam Akins, the man who made the interception. Now casts it on offense. Just the second completed pass of the game for Pius. And the 5-yard completion gets the Thunderbolt fans to make some noise. We're tied at 6.
And it had been so long since they had thrown a pass, that play-action pass that they ran. Kearney respected their ability to run the football. Good ball fake, drew them in, and now a chance here for Pius to take their first lead of the game. They've got a pretty good kicker. I've seen him at kicker camp early this year, and Poland is pretty solid.
So the extra point Kearney missed, and of course that's how their season ended last year with problems there. Here the snap is not all that good. The kick was squibbed, but it is going to get across the crossbar, and the kick is good by Nick Poland. So Pius takes the lead with 9:16 to go in the first half. Pius 7, Kearney 6. Back after this on Classic Hits.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, we've got ourselves a ball game here. For the first time, Pius has got on the scoreboard here, and because of the extra point, they lead it by a score of 7-6 over Kearney with 9:16 to go here in the first half.
And again, that play, we mentioned it earlier, where the I-back for Pius was able to defend that bad pitch that was a little bit high. How much different this game be if Kearney would have got the ball first and goal at the 6?
Pius hasn't beaten Kearney since 1981, and on the kickoff, nobody was ready. They hadn't blown the ball ready for play here. But this is the 10th meeting between the teams, and last year was the first time they'd played since 1999. In fact, they've only played twice since 1990. Pius won the first meeting back in 73, 7-6, and then they beat Kearney in 81, 12-6. The only time that Pius has really put some points on the board was that 1990 matchup when Kearney beat him in overtime 34-27. Tim Aylward, 344, 187, and 10 in his career at Lincoln, Pius the 10th.
And in that gap, a lot of success in Class B for Pius in the 1990s.
Yeah, last year, first year in A, they found a way to get into the playoffs, got beat in the first round. As the kick to Gillen, he's trying to find a way to find it and keep it in bounds, and he does, picks it up at the 6. There's a block 10, 15, 20, seam, 25, 30, 35, 40. The punter is going to bring him down at the 50-yard line. Good open field tackle by the kickoff man and punter, Nick Holen. The ball took a funny hop trying to kick it away from Gillen. It was about 2 feet from going out of bounds, but like a good wedge shot, it bounced back inbounds over Gillen's head. He had to track it down, and by then all the blocking had been taking place, and he found a seam and returned it 44 yards to midfield.
It was amazing to me how well they were able to sustain their block. Usually with that collision that you get on a kickoff return, you aren't able to sustain that block. And Kearney did a wonderful job of doing that. Maybe the Pius players trying to find the ball slowed down a little bit, but they maintained their block and drove them away, giving Gillen a great opportunity for a nice return.
And don't give him grief about getting tackled by the kicker, because it was 1-on-3. It was him and 3 Pius guys. Gillen on an end around, and we've got more penalty flags here.
And that was not going to be overly successful, because the direction that the play was coming to, great job fighting off the block there by Detterding. That probably was going to be a loss for Kearney High. So instead of it being 2nd and 13, it's going to be 1st and 15.
So it'll be back at the Kearney High 45-yard line. That'll be the 3rd penalty of the ball game for Kearney, for a total of 19 yards. 1 penalty so far on Pius. It is 7-6 Pius, 9:04 to go here, 2nd quarter, in just an unbelievably hot football game here on Classic Hits 98.9.
Yeah, it might be the temperature as well. Kearney needs to find a way to get hot offensively. They really, the first about 4 or 5 minutes of this game, really kind of dominated things, but their offense has slowed down since then.
All right, it's 1st down and 15 out of the shotgun. It is going to be on the Shinney's keeping himself, finds the seam, 50 into Pius territory, breaks a tackle, 45, and he's drug down at the 43 by Applegate. And a great job that time by White to pick up 13, and now 2nd and 2.
And had great job. He was running right behind those jerseys. You want to see the back of your blocker's jersey and running in that direction. He did a nice job of using the blockers in front of him and scooting to the outside. They say it's 1st down, but it should actually be 2nd down here, and only about 2 yards to go.
Kearney High has a man that lost a shoe, so that's why we've got the officials' timeout here, 7-6 in favor of Lincoln Pius the 10th, scoring on a 5-yard touchdown pass, coming off of an interception. Akins made the pick. Akins made the reception. Kearney's touchdown came on a 27-yard touchdown run by Jacob White on the first play of their 2nd possession, but the extra point was no good. Now it is 2nd down and 2 at the Pius 42-yard line. Out of a straight I formation here, White with the long count. Takes the snap, pitch play, Gillen right side, good block, and there's room, 40, 35, 30, and he's upended at the 27-yard line. Beautiful run that time.
And he had those knees just pumping up there, throwing those high knees, and I think he might have done more damage to the tackler than he received by just kind of kicking him in the face with those high legs there. And Thomas Hoffner, for Pius, saves the tackle there, but he might have got his bell rung just a little bit.
Yeah, that was a great block out there by Kearney High's Eli Keller to open up that running lane.
And you don't have to keep it open very long. I mean, Gillen hit that hole, and he was up there awfully quick, and actually it looks like Hoffner not with the head so much as that left shoulder. His left shoulder is dipping down there pretty good.
So, coming off, Thomas Hefner. And coming in to take his place, it looks like Aikens, who made the pick. And Pius, a little late getting set here defensively. Kearney will come up over the ball. First down and 10 at the Pius 28-yard line. Kearney trails 7-6. Pocock, ball fake, wants to put a little floater for the end zone. That ball is underthrown and tipped incomplete. Trying to get it to David Erickson in traffic down at the 5.
Well, there's a lot of traffic coming there, but I think that's a ball he wants to have again. I think Erickson had a chance to go grab it.
Every incomplete pass you want to have again, right?
Well, absolutely, but I think the problem was you got to go get the ball. Don't wait for the ball to come to you. You got to go get that ball. It was underthrown there, but it was thrown into a pretty good area where Erickson had a wonderful chance to catch it. You got to go get it instead of waiting for it to come to you.
Jack Barnett over here on the sidelines with ice on his neck and maybe the first dehydration casualty here for Lincoln Pius the 10th. It is 2nd and 10, Kearney trailing 7-6, but they're at the Pius 28-yard line. White out of the shotgun, wants to run the option wide. Pius is all over this. White tries to change directions. There's nowhere to go as he runs into Grant McElroy, and he's dropped at the 31-yard line for a loss of 3.
Well, a lot of penetration there for Pius, but White makes a good decision. He thought about making that pitch after he already had one guy on his arm, and he thought better of it and tucked it in there and just maintain that ball security. Don't give up what's been a pretty good drive here by taking a little bit too much of a risk there. That was a great decision made under duress by White.
What breeze there is at the back of Kearney High. Normally they'd be in field goal range right now. Not tonight. So they need to find a way to get some yards here. Third down and 13. White's in at quarterback out of the shotgun, trips right. He's looking left for a lone receiver. Going to throw it underneath, and it is dropped at the 17-yard line. Trying to get it into the hands of his wide receiver, Jacob Kingsley.
Yeah. And Kingsley did a nice job coming back for the ball. It was just out of his reach just a little bit. His angle after he tried to stop and come back to the ball was just off just enough. That was a well-thrown ball. It was thrown into a safe area, and Kingsley, the only guy that had a chance to catch it. But unfortunately, he wasn't able to get quite the right angle. You know, there'll be a lot of lift early in the game from that turf. A lot of the heat is going to come off there. You will get a little bit extra distance with a kick, but this definitely is probably too far for Kearney, I would think, to try.
And Kearney is going to take a timeout here to discuss what they want to do. And this timeout is brought to you by Joe Methy of Shelter Insurance. It's Pius 7, Kearney 6, 7:06 to go in the first half. Opening night here on Classic Hits.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles. And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9 at the World Wide Web at flatriverpreps.com.
It's a beautiful sunset, Doug. It is a beautiful, beautiful sunset, in part because it gives us a little relief.
I can't say what I want to say on the air. But we do have fourth down and 13 for at the highest 31, so a punt doesn't do them any good. They're going to go for it. White just threw his first pass of the ball game, and he's in there to quarterback. Trips to the left side. White, the left-hander, goes to the left, goes back to the right. He's got a slant open, and it is dropped at the 5-yard line. A big hit laid on Jacob Kingsley out there by Colton Abendroth. And Kingsley a little slow to get up. That ball was on the money, but the hit jarred it loose.
Oh, that's absolutely right. That was a well-thrown ball. Yeah, again, if it's thrown just a step sooner, maybe that ball is secured and you can slide underneath that pressure that came in underneath. But they separate him from the ball, and he's walking off, and obviously they got to do that check for the concussion, And that process has already begun here for Kearney High to see whether or not there's a concussion there for Kingsley as he is being taken. Hit a hard hit. That was a clean football play, though. You know, that was that, again, we want to protect players, but that was a clean football play.
So off the incomplete pass, Pius will keep the lead 7-6 with 7 minutes to go here in the first half of play, and they'll have possession, scoring the last time on a 5-yard touchdown pass to Aiken. Pettit, quick drop, has the slant, complete 35, first down 40, 42-yard line to Noah Applegate, who has been all over the place on both sides of the football field. A gain of 11 and moved the chain.
And he's probably gotten as much attention as anybody for Pius this year in terms of being that player to look out for. And he certainly has shown that. He has a knack of finding that open area. And again, he's not necessarily the fastest kid in the world. He's got okay speed, but he runs such a good pattern and finds that area in that zone and just slips right up there for a good first down.
And he'll split Applegate wide out to the left side, send his tight end from the right to the left side, and Grant McElroy strong that way, and they'll run it the opposite way to the right side, and oh my, what a hit by Kearney High, coming through there to bend over backwards, the I-back in Sam Ron.
And Gillen was the first one there, and on the far side, we've got an injured Pius player as well, as he is hurt and frustrated on that far side over there. And it's one of the big guys here, Sam Donlin, a big 245-pound player. And he slams his head, takes his helmet, takes it off, and slams that helmet down on the turf as he's in pain and a lot of frustration down there.
Especially early in the season. Looks like he's already got the brace on down there. And sometimes when you've been injured enough, you know.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what that looked like there for Pius. Hopefully not the case, but what a stick on that last run by Tyler Gillen and the Kearney High Bearcats. I think, not sure that that was Arp that time that got there first, but Brady Johnson and company were over there.
Well, Johnson was there, Arp was over there, Gillen was right there, and they all met at the running back and did a great job of making sure no yards after contact at all.
6:26 to go here in the first half at Aldridge Field in Lincoln, opening night. Lincoln Pius the 10th, 7, Kearney 6. We've got an injury timeout. We'll be right back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, Sam Donlin being helped off the field, and we'll see if it's as serious as it could possibly be. And back to action here. Pius, quarterback keeper. Zach Pettit just on the quarterback draw, goes right up the middle and gains 9 into Kearney territory at the 49-yard line on 2nd and 10. Nice play for Pius, who didn't get anything done their first three possessions. Couldn't get a first down. They finally picked up a couple, then had to punt. And then on that fifth possession, they finally were able to get in the end zone after a short field on the interception.
Well, they kind of pitched their tackles to the outside and left a little bit of a gap up the middle, and a nice job of blocking right up the core of the defense for Pius.
3rd and 1, Pius. They hand it off to the fullback, who will churn the legs forward. Hunter Townsend has the first down, a gain of 4.
And again, just a real quick little hitter there. Was able to stand up the Kearney High tackler and get in more than enough for the first down. And Kearney's been shifting players in there quite a bit to try to keep them fresh in this heat, and now Arp's going to check back into the game. You're trying to keep those feet fresh in there as best you can.
Well, and Coach Kuhl saying in the pregame, he expects more guys tonight than normal, not because of the heat either. 30, 35 guys that he expected to see significant playing time. Play action pass here. Pettit wants to throw deep into double coverage, and this one is going to be incomplete. One that he should not have thrown. It was well covered by the Bearcats back there in the secondary. David Erickson, Tristan Pegg, trying to get it to his man Noah Applegate, and there was no way Noah was going to get that football, and that'll bring up second down and 10.
Well, a couple things about Pettit. One, he handles the ball very, very well. Great ball fake, tucked it in there, and wasn't panicking at all because he had his back to the defense holding the football as part of the ball fake there. And again, in one step, he can throw that ball fairly deep. Applegate was the one that ended up being closer to the ball. You're right, it was well covered, but nothing wrong with throwing the ball. He probably should have thrown it 5 yards farther than he did because there was no chance that was going to be completed.
Now out of the base eye formation, single right, single left. Applegate in motion, penalty flags. Applegate didn't know what the play was. They ran him in there late. He didn't know what to do. And so when they were yelling at him, he got caught in motion, and that'll be the second penalty of the ball game. And I don't know if that was Sam just missing that he was supposed to be in there or if the coaches, as they can do on the opening night, also wasn't quite sure of the personnel. So back him up five. It'll bring up second down and 15.
They called a legal procedure. It could have been a substitution infraction as well. And ironically, it was a hard count by the quarterback. Pettit was trying to draw Carney High off with a hard count. And instead of Carney jumping, it's Pius that commits the infraction.
5:25 to go here in the first half. It remains Pius 7 and Carney 6. The difference of missed Carney extra point when they scored the first touchdown. Second and 15, Pius the ball right on the midfield dot. High snap, it goes over the head, and we have got the play blown dead by the umpire who throws penalty flags.
I think it might have been an illegal snap because quarterback clearly wasn't ready. I think this time the center snapped the ball too early.
So another illegal procedure. Third motion penalty here of the quarter on Lincoln Pius the 10th, and now that brings up second down and 20. Ball at their 45-yard line, going the wrong way here. Pius has the momentum right now, but nothing can kill momentum like turnovers and penalties, and right now Pius is marching the wrong way. They're marching south. They need to be going north.
Well, but there, that's an advantage for Pius to have the penalty. Otherwise, they probably lose about 15 yards on the play.
Carney.
Or the football.
They set up their defense after Pius gets their offense down. A 4-2 look here, and back to pass Pettit. He wants to set up a screen. Takes a while, finally does, out here to his fullback, and Abendroth, who gets to midfield, fights hard and gets back almost to the original line of scrimmage. It's a 9-yard gain. It'll bring up third down and 11.
And that's a good call. You're not looking to get the entire first down if you're Pius on that play. What you want is exactly what they got. They wanted to get half of it on that play and make this third and manageable, third and 11. And again, they did a great job of disguising that screen. It wasn't just real easy, let all the linemen come upfield. They slowed him down, but battled with him a little bit. That was really well executed by Pius.
Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here on Classic Hits 98.9, the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. 7-6 Pius. It's 3rd and 12 Pius at the Bearcat 47. Now Pettit will throw behind the intended receiver right at the first down marker. Just a quick little post there, trying to get it to Noah Applegate, and it'll be a punting situation here for the Thunderbolts.
Interesting, Robbie Hansen was in the slot for Pius and realized they didn't have enough guys on the line, so he went from being a wingback essentially to being a split end on the far side. He did a nice job of making sure that they had a legal formation there.
For Pettit, he was 1 of 6 in the first quarter and then completed 3 of his first 4 passes before that incompletion here in the second quarter. And now Nick Poland to punt for the 5th time. A little rush, and that is a high, high kick that will be fielded by Ortley at the 20. He decides to run it upfield, 25, stacked up at the 27-yard line. That was only a 28-yard punt that time.
And David Erickson, the up back, did a great job of making contact with that gunner coming up there and maintaining it. If he doesn't make a solid block and is able to contain it, you're going to be forced to take a fair catch there, but a nice job by Erickson of not only getting to that gunner, but then also driving him away.
So Carney High, each team with a couple of timeouts remaining, will take over with 4:18 to go here before halftime. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. A look at our first half stats, a few other scores from around the area, and a preview of what's coming up after Labor Day. And back out of that pistol formation again will be White this time. White and Pocock have been platooning as the Bearcat quarterbacks. Fake the handoff. Quarterback draw. Big hole right side. 30, 35. He hasn't been touched yet, and he's tripped up at the 47-yard line. 17 yards before White was even touched.
And a great open field tackle there, but there is a flag on that far sideline, and that probably is going to be against Carney High, it would appear.
That's an interesting one because no hold could have allowed that hole to be that big, I didn't think. But it is a hold. So instead of a 17-yard gain, they back them up 10. And instead of having it at their own 47, they're going to be backing around their own 21-yard line.
And that one was probably not an offensive lineman. It's got to be that far side over there, and it was upfield a little bit. So it'll be, if they mark it from where the hole took place, it'll be about first and 18 here.
White has five carries for 45 yards and the lone Kearney touchdown, a 27-yarder midway through the first quarter of play.
And at 4:11, there's plenty of time here. You don't have to rush anything.
First down, and officially they're going to call it about 17 yards to go.
Yep.
Ball at the 21, need to make it to the 38. And now Pocock is in as the quarterback by himself out of the pistol. Pump fake, throwing deep into coverage, looking for Ortley, and he overthrows everybody on the field. Coverage back there by Abendroth, and it's incomplete. That'll bring up second down and 17.
That was well defense there. Plenty of coverage there. Especially if ball thrown that deep, they were about 3 yards off of a receiver, but they were going to be able to make a break on the ball if Pocock would have tried to fit it in there. So he just kind of out threw everybody to make sure he didn't have a sack on the play. And a nice job of pass blocking there for the Bearcats because he was clean. I mean, he kept his jersey clean, was able to step in there, didn't feel any pressure at all. There just wasn't anybody open.
Pius scored after an interception in Bearcat territory, and then Kearney scored after the Pius punter knelt getting the snap. Pocock wanted to go quick. It's covered. Now he's scrambling, rolling to his right, and is going to be forced out of bounds at about the 18-yard line, and he's going to lose significant yardage there. That's one where, again, he's in his first start. Coach is going to tell him, throw it out of bounds. Instead of losing 5-6 yards, throw the ball out of bounds because Peyton Pocock didn't have much room to run, had just a little pressure there, and there wasn't anywhere to go. So it's going to bring up third down and 23.
And Tyson Cisneros kind of sped up the decision-making process for Peyton Pocock with some pretty good pressure there. And that's a whole lot of football player coming at you when you're trying to find somebody to throw that ball to. But you're right. You chuck that to your mom in section A-17 over there.
Third and 20 will be the actual distance here for Kearney. They're at their 18. They need to get to the 38. White, the quarterback, sends his man in motion from left to right. And now Kearney, I think, has either called timeout or we have the illegal procedure penalty, or excuse me, the delay of game penalty.
Yeah, it's delay.
From the back judge. That's exactly what it is. So Kearney now with their fifth penalty of the ball game for a total of 34 yards. And that'll make it third and 25 all the way back at the 13-yard line. 3:40 to go here in the first half. It remains Pius 7 and Kearney 6.
I got my money on a draw here, something relatively safe, a draw, screen, something to that effect where you take a little time off the clock, and if you get 5-10 yards, so be it.
Brockton Sterling is the running back this time, fumbled it the last time, and White's going to keep it, and there's not much of a seam there. He gets across the 15 out to the 17-yard line, and that's a gain of about 4 yards, and Kearney will punt it away on 4th and 21.
And early in the game, they kind of won that battle of attrition with the first couple of punts through the course of the game, as you mentioned, because Pius knelt when they had that low snap. The punter ended up kneeling on the football. Here's a point where Kearney needs to kind of win that field position battle again with their kicking game, because with 3:08 now, Pius is going to have plenty of time once they get their hands on the football as well.
Well, Kearney High has only one first down here in the quarter, and Jacob White is also the punter. Stands at his 5, takes a lot of time, but gets a nice punt away, driving the Pius punt returners back at a fair catch called for at the 45-yard line. And a nice punt that time by the Bearcats of 38 yards and no return, and Pius will start at their own 45.
And again, for Kearney, it's very instrumental. You don't give them that first down because right now, Pius has that momentum. They have that sense of belief. They've got a good, loud crowd here. And if they put some points on between now and the end of the half, this is going to be a little bit different football game than if you go into the locker room at 7-6. Because, again, that momentum right now is really in the hands of Pius.
And Pius with the football here. They also have 2 timeouts remaining in the football game. Here in the first half, Twins to the right, out of the shotgun formation, flank to the left. Pettit is going to take the snap and keep it himself up the middle of the football field and coming through to make the tackle after an only a yard gain is Tyler Dahlke. He he read the play out well. It's second down and 9.
And Aaron Griffin from his tackle position kind of forced that play more to the inside. I think that was a quarterback draw that was designed to go right where Griffin came through and forced him to the inside, and there was good secondary help in there. So, again, second and 9. If you're Pius, you always want to get a first down, but they certainly don't want to give up that momentum here as well. And they've had some success here throwing the ball in the later stages of the second quarter.
Second down and 9 now with their own 46. Pettit, play action fake, has pressure. Arp hits him, and then he is sacked from behind. Back at the 37-yard line, dropping him is Jake Cully. So the two returners and Arp are in the backfield, and timeout Kearney to stop the clock here as Cully is going to be dropped for a big loss on the play. Back to the 38. That's an 8-yard loss, the first sack of the game.
And I love that timeout. I love that timeout call because it puts pressure on Pius. They can't just run the football. They probably will do it and force Kearney to use their next timeout, but it keeps Pius from trying to add points between now and the end of the first half.
1:57 to go in the first half. Lincoln Pius the 10th, 7, Kearney 6. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy of Shelter Insurance. We'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, along with Randy Bushcutter, back at Aldridge Field here in Lincoln. Second quarter score, here's a surprise, Kennesaw and Pleasanton 6-6.
Ooh, that is a surprise. We really kind of thought Kennesaw might have an easy time with that one.
Seward leads Hastings 14-0. Sydney leads Grand Island Northwest 22-0. Score updates brought to you by Valentino's. We deliver the scores, they deliver the pizza. 7-6 Pius, they've got a third down and 17 coming up after the sack. Pettit, quick slant, ball tipped at the line of scrimmage, still complete, and now a penalty flag. Where the ball was caught, it was only about a 5-catch by Noah Applegate, and that ball was tipped. If they're going to try and call pass interference here, the Kearney coach is right next to us in the booth, yeah, and man. Now they are discussing it out there. That ball was tipped, and once the ball's tipped, there can't be pass interference.
They are hovering up.
They need to pick the flag up here if that's what they called, and that's about all that could be called out there.
Oh, illegal, yeah.
Ineligible man downfield. Well, Kearney will decline this penalty and make Pius punt. Now, decline the penalty, give him the 4 or 5 yard gain, and Pius will have to punt the ball away with a 1:51 to go.
And that keeps Coach Van Winkle next door to us happy and content and not agitated, and which we all like.
The officials again discussing back there. As our referee now comes over and says that Kearney High will decline the penalty and give Pettit credit for a 4-yard completion. And that will bring up fourth down and about 13 yards to go here. And already for Lincoln Pius the 10th, Nick Poland has punted the ball 5 times. Now, one of those he ended up kneeling down on and didn't get rid of it, but he's booted it away 4 times. They've been in punt formation 5 times.
And Pius rushed out there, but Kearney called the timeout so the clock wouldn't keep running.
So Kearney calls timeout here. It will be their final timeout of the first half. Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. For listening to high school football on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. 1:51 to go here in the first half. It is Lincoln Pius the 10th, 7, and Kearney High 6. Let's give you a few more scores we have from our last update. Lawrence Nelson and Meridian were scoreless. Sutton all over Tri-County in the second quarter, 36-0. O'Neill trailing St. Paul. St. Paul 13, O'Neill nothing in the first quarter. Aurora leading McCook 15-0. That in the second quarter. Scotts Bluff a 9-0 lead over Lexington. That in the second quarter. Gehring and Holdridge scoreless in the second quarter of play. And Seward leads Hastings 23-0. Also in the second quarter of play. Don't forget, at the end of our football broadcast tonight, the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show, Merritt Lawson, Tyson Hebronic, and the gang back at the studio. Fourth down and 13 to go here four Pius in a punting formation. The ball is at the 43-yard line. Good snap. Here is another penalty flag. The boot is away, taken by Ortley at the 29, slips a man at the 30, seam 35, 40, and his ankle tackled at the 44. But there will be a penalty here on Lincoln Pius the 10th, but I think if I'm Carney, I just want that ball at the 44 with a minute 40 to go and take my chances.
Absolutely. For one thing, it's because of the time. And it was with the lineup. So as soon as the ball was snapped, the official threw the flag.
And the punt that time.
That's not a bad return. Right up the
32
middle.
32 yards, if I figured that right.
And I love it when a punt returner just runs the ball right up the middle, not tap-dancing around, just trying to get what's available to him.
And Carney does indeed decline the penalty. So they are at their own 44-yard line with 1:40 to go here in the first half of play. Pius 7, Carney 6, but is out of timeouts. And they only have one first down here in the second quarter. Passing the football in the second quarter, Pocock and White are 0-5 with an intercept.
Yeah, but now you run that two-minute offense. I mean, this is what you spend a fair amount of your practice time with, is running that two-minute offense, and Pocock's going to be the one to start it.
And they'll send a man in motion from left to right, twins right and left with Gillen in the backfield. He is going to be a blocking back. Pocock rolls out here. Ortley's open, complete at the Pius 45-yard line, and tackled out of bounds at the 44. That's enough for a Bearcat. First down, a gain of 12.
And the clock will stop and stay stopped because he got out of bounds, and that gives, again, Carney plenty of time here. Remember that every time there's a first down, they'll stop the clock to move the chains. Now, here he's out of bounds, so it doesn't matter on this play, but there's still plenty of time if you continue to throw those balls to the outside. And a great crossing pattern over there and looking for that outside receiver.
And Carney High will get the ball to start the second half. They kicked it off and held Pius to a three and out to start the ball game. Again, trips to the right. Donkey now moves in motion to give him twins each side. Pocock rolls to his right, throws it over the middle, and it is incomplete. Trying to get it into the hands of his wide receiver, David Erickson. Trying to scoop it up off that turf, but not quite enough on it by Pocock.
And he rolled out to that wide side of the field and ended up skipping it out there. Erickson probably wasn't going to get too many yards after the catch. But it would have been nice to gain about another 10 yards or so, because that would have stopped the clock to move the chains again.
And again, it is opening night. New quarterbacks trying to get their rhythm going here. Second and 10 for the Bearcats on the near hash by the Pius sideline. Twins to the right, twins to the left on second down and 10. Pius looks like they might be bringing pressure here. Pocock, and more penalty flags.
And that's got to be on the offense. Again, they threw that flag immediately. It's got to be on how the Bearcats were lined up.
And again, both teams with a lot of guys to replace this year. And as much as the coaches hate it, they know that this is what's going to happen. It would be a minor miracle if you didn't have turnovers and more penalties than you average on average on this opening
right.
couple of nights.
It gets cleaned up from this point on, but this is kind of your baseline where you need you will make those mistakes that need to be kind of cleaned up as it goes. But again, if you're going to run a two-minute offense effectively, you're going to have consecutive pass completions.
7-6 Pius. Carney has it second and 15. Pocock looking left all the way, throws into traffic for Ortley, tipped and picked at the 25, 30, 35, 40, and brought down at the 43-yard line, 44-yard line. Is going to be Abendroth again, and the tackle made that time by Justin Liveringhouse. There was no room to get that to Ortley, and great secondary defense. Again, both picks have been off tip balls.
Well, but that ball, there wasn't a whole lot of opportunity to get that ball to fit into the area where it needed to. That one was one of those you're probably better off just kind of overthrowing everybody and just getting it out of bounds and then hoping that you can get it on the very next down. Now, again, for Pius, they've got plenty of time. Minute 17, they're probably going to have to throw a little bit deeper, though.
And they do have a timeout left. Hard count, pitch play, try to get it to Ron outside, cuts it back up on the side, or excuse me, on the hash mark, and gets across the 45 to the 47, and Pius will call a timeout. I believe they had two remaining. They'll have one left here. That's going to be a gain of only about three on the play.
And interesting call in my book. Again, you can, if you've got the timeouts, you certainly can use them there. But to me, I think I'd be aggressive throwing the ball right away. They're trying to send the message that, yeah, you still got to respect the run, but now that you used one of your timeouts, I don't have to respect the run as much.
Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. 103 to go here in the first half of play. It is Pius 7, Carney 6. We'll be right back.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Randy Bushcutter, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Aldridge Field, where it is 2nd down and 7, and 2nd down and 12, as before we even get a snap, a penalty flag comes down.
And jumping right up the middle there was Trevor Hibbard. And Hibbard's pointing and saying that he was drawn off, but he got back with no contact. But they changed that rule a few years back, and they threw the flags.
Kearney High lined up in the neutral zone, they'll say. So a 5-yard penalty makes it 2nd and about 2 and moves the ball into Bearcat territory at the 47-yard line.
Now, with that, you can run the ball here because, again, you can stop the clock on a first down, and if you get a yard, then you can stop the clock.
They'll go with trips bubble style to the left, no one to the right out of the shotgun formation. Pettit takes the snap, drops back to throw, has time, pump fake, nothing there. He'll decide to run, has the first down, breaks a tackle at the 45, inside the 40, down to the 39-yard line, and that's a gain of 8 for the first down.
And he'll stop the clock with 53.6 to go here. Again, the chains crew is not going to be real quick in terms of running and getting set up on that far sideline. They're walking over, getting the chain set, and in fact, they actually start the clock before they're even set.
1st and 10, Pettit rolls left. Once again, he's pursued by Arp. He's going to have to run, and he's tackled from behind at the 35-yard line, a gain of 4, and Pius wants to use their final timeout and will with 38 seconds to go here in the first half of play. The timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. 38 seconds to go first half. It is Lincoln Pius the 10th, 7, and Kearney High 6. We'll be back with more right after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Doug Duderant, better back with you here at Aldridge Field, where the temperature has went from 98 to 84, 85, maybe.
And feels good.
And the wind, at least for the fans and the players down there on the sidelines, there is a little bit of a breeze out of the north. Maybe 8 to 10 miles an hour. But, hey, I would take that right now. It is 2nd down and 6 yards to go here for Pyatt. The Kearney 5-yard line, 38 seconds to go in the first half. Both teams are now out of timeouts. So what will Pius do? They've got a good field goal kicker in Poland, so they need to get maybe 10 more yards to give him an honest shot here. On 2nd and 6, Pettit, toss sweep, halfback pass. Rolling. Ron throws up the dying quail, and it is underthrown. Kearney, defensive back, tackles the receiver. The close official doesn't throw it. The back judge does. The ball was 10 yards underthrown, and Kearney makes a monumental mistake tackling the would-be receiver in Applegate, and that will give a first down, move the change 15 down to the 20 and put them in field goal.
I don't think high school you had that catchable ball situation, because that would have been uncatchable if that rule was in place there. And I think it, to a great extent, that official was talked into it by, about 2,000 fans here on the sideline for Pius.
That is the 5th penalty of the quarter, 7th of the game for Kearney High. So now a whole new dynamic, 30 seconds to go before half. And in a low-scoring game, 3 points could be huge. Of course, for the Bearcats over there, they remember how big special teams was the last time they took the field in the state playoffs last year. 7-6, although the scoreboard here has read 8-6 for most of the quarter, and no one has noticed. 1st and 10, Pettit, hands off Ron, left side, breaks one tackle but doesn't get much, gets down to the 16, and Pius is going to have to hurry up and spike the football here after about a 4-yard gain. No timeouts left. Pettit comes under center, 15 seconds, takes it, spikes it, 13 seconds. It'll be third down and 7. And now, looks like they're going to go ahead right now and trot out the field goal kicker in Nick Poland.
I think you got one shot here. I would take that one shot, try to double the number of points you're going to get plus by throwing a fade into the corner with Applegate. You got a quarterback that can throw it, but the fact that they ran the play that they ran before is an indication of how much faith they have in their kicker.
The kick is into a 5-mile-an-hour wind from the left hash. It will be a 35-yarder. Good snap, good hold. The kick by Poland is going to be pushed to the left and in. The upright on the left side, it just snuck inside it. It was not very high. It was a line drive kick, but nonetheless, the 35-yard field goal is good. And it is Pius 10, Kearney 6, with 8 seconds to go before halftime. We'll be right back.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball for the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Leather to a Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Well, unless Kearney High can do something special here on the kickoff, this will be halftime. And it is a squib kick that will be fielded at the 25-yard line up to the 30. Kearney High returner runs into two of his guys trying to say, get out of my way, up to the 35 to the 38-yard line where the up man brings it back. It will be first down and 10, 2 seconds, one play here for Kearney at their own 39.
You know, if you're Eli Keller and you get that kickoff, you don't get to return kicks very often. You don't want to go down without a fight.
10-6, Pius with the lead. Last play here in the first half for Kearney High. And it looks like they're just going to line up in the victory formation and kneel it. Pius is going to be in the prevent. And Kearney High will take the snap. White will step back, kneel it. And we are at halftime with the score on opening night here at Aldrich Field. The home team, the Lincoln Pius, the 10th Thunderbolts, leading the Kearney High Bearcats by a score of 10-6. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report with the stats and our look at scores from around the area and a whole lot more. But Randy, just not a whole lot here on opening night. You are seeing a couple of teams that didn't have a lot of returning starters, not of a lot of experience out there. Pius actually picked last in their district. Kearney, with the respect that even when they don't have a lot of kids coming back, the coaching staff usually finds a way to get 7-8 wins out of them. They were picked second in their district behind Lincoln North Star. But right now, Pius looks pretty good. They got off to a real slow start, three possessions, three punts, and they finally got a little something going
there. Yeah, you mentioned the respect that Kearney's been shown over the years. 8 out of the last 9 years, they've made the playoffs. And during that time frame, you're looking at a state championship in there as well back in 2005. And one of the reasons that Kearney gets so much respect, as you mentioned, is the coaching staff. Well, that coaching staff right now is going to be kind of tweaking things and making those halftime adjustments. And Kearney traditionally, year in and year out, since Brandon Gould has come to Kearney in the last 13 years, he makes those adjustments. And Kearney always, it seems, plays better in the second half than they did in the first. And you're right, there's some stuff out there to clean up because you miss some. You lined up wrong in a few plays. You had those penalties. You threw some balls in some areas where you probably didn't need to do that. But you clean all that up. You talk to the kids. You get that all straightened out. And Kearney is not in any dire straits here at all for the longest time. The only reason they trailed the football game was because of a somewhat errant snap, and they were able to push through. And by the way, an errant snap on the extra point for Pius as well, but the kicker was able to find a way to punch it in there, and that was the difference for us for your time. You know, they're fine, but they do need to clean things up. Then again, so does Pius.
Well, your score at the Lincoln Pius, the 10th, 10, and Kearney fix. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Long time sponsor of high school sports on Classic Radio. Don't let trash take over your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo. Is 10 and Kearney 6 here at the half. A 27-yard touchdown run by Jacob White. A 5-yard touchdown pass on the bias side of things to Sam Akins and a 35-yard field goal right before halftime.
We're going to see a lot here in the second half, how deep these two teams with that heat out there. First game of the year, it takes a while for you to really play yourself in the condition that you want. We're really going to find out what the depth of these two teams is, and that's going to be another key here to the second half, because when Pius got that momentum, they never really lost it. It's not like they ran up and down the field and lit up the scoreboard, but they were able to kind of slowly, by attrition, be able to kind of gain some extra yards than what Kearney was able to, and then just eventually just kind of wear them down, leading into that late field goal as well to push their lead out to 4 points here at intermission. But again, we're going to find out where that depth is, who has the most depth, and on paper anyway, I would say it's probably Kearney.
Well, let's take a look at some of the first half stats in a little bit, but let's look at the scores right now. The number one team in six-man, Silver Lake, leads Arcadia at the half, 29-13. And our last report, it was Elwood leading Medicine Valley in a little bit of an upset. Medicine Valley ranked in the preseason. Elwood leading that 14-6 in the second quarter. Kennesaw leading Pleasanton 14-6. Lawrence Nelson leading Meridian 6-2 at the half. Sutton, nothing. Scotts Bluff 9, Lexington nothing, second quarter. Northwest gets the last two touchdowns of the half, but it's Sydney 22, Northwest 14 at the half. Aurora 15, McCook nothing at the half. Gehring leads Holdridge at the half 6-0. And Seward blanking Hastings 26-0 at the half. That game's on 1230 AM KHAS. The Sutton game's on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And, of course, on FlatRiverPreps.com. Here it is Lincoln Pius the 10th, 10, and Kearney High 6 at the half. And we'll be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Report after this.
The three L's of FlatRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Doug Judah, Randy Bushcutter, back with you here. Sanitation And volleyball gets going next week. Hastings St. Cecilia with Lincoln Christian. And also Central Catholic coming in next Thursday for their annual start of the season. But next Thursday is when everybody gets going for your cross-country meets, your volleyball. Softball's already underway. Golf's already underway. Didn't play this week. You will be playing next week. The Anion Classic hits. Pleasanton will take on Axtell, and Pleasanton is giving Kennesaw all they want in the first half tonight. We'll have that game for you here on Classic Hits, and Kearney Catholic will open the season at Miles Field next week against Ord, and that game will be on ESPN 60 and 1550. And Randy, the Stars, kind of like the Bearcats, a lot of pieces to the puzzle to replace, but they do have one of their big hitters back in Thomas Conley.
They got him back, and they got Dennis Cabanting up front to kind of run behind and have a little disruption up front. But you're right. It's very much the same kind of situation that what Kearney High had. In fact, last year was a great year for football. You know, Kearney High, the Kearney Catholic, both very, very solid. You know, Kearney being 8-2 and just away from advancing to that next round in the state playoff. Both of those teams so much success last year because they were so senior dominated, and now you got a lot of bodies to fill out there. And right now for Kearney High, it's time to make that step up, make that first adjustment. You know, they always say the greatest improvement that a team makes is between week one and week two. Well, the greatest improvement you're going to make in halftime, you would think, is going to be at halftime of the very first game. And again, I just have so much faith in the coaching staff at Kearney High over the years. They just seem to always make a better adjustment than their opponents and play much better in the second half. And again, they're going to have to do that. They're going to have to clean it up a little bit. But you know, they're an eyelash away from getting the ball first and goal at the six on a fumble. They're an eyelash away from catching the ball and getting a first down at about the 5-yard line. I mean, really, you just change a couple of plays here, and Kearney High probably has a 14-point lead.
Folks, don't forget that every Saturday morning it's the M Pride Open House on Sports 10 a.m. every Saturday morning on 1230 a.m. KHAS. And also HastingsLink.com from Ampride North in Hastings. Tomorrow, Husker football on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, pregame at 2, kickoff just after 7. It's also on the Big Ten Network, the Huskers and Wyoming. And every Wednesday, all season long, our Husker lunches are at Cunningham's. Down will be upstairs loft this season, either Steve Sipple, who will be there this week, Sean Callahan, who will be there the following week. They change every Wednesday. From the Lincoln Journal Star and Husker Online, they look at the action that has happened the previous Saturday. So we'll look back at Wyoming and ahead to Southern Miss this Wednesday with a buffet-style lunch, some new changes to our Husker lunch, but the same great knowledge from Steve Sipple and Sean Callahan. Every Wednesday at noon at Cunningham's Journal, the Loft and Courtyard in downtown Kearney. When we come back, we'll look at the first half stats. Your score, 10-6. Lincoln Pius X leads Kearney High here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlantRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at the first half stats. The Kearney Bearcats have run quite a few plays less, Randy, in this ball game than Pius, and that's kind of unusual because Pius hardly moved the ball at all in the first quarter.
No, not at all. In fact, about the first 8 minutes of the football game, Kearney really was kind of dominating things, and then it just kind of turned there. And since then, that second quarter, Pius did a very good job of having a controlled passing game, that quick little run right up the middle, And, you know, again, they had a lot of third and short kind of situations, able to kind of keep the chains moving. And, again, that wears on you. It takes a lot more energy to receive those hits, being run into by blockers on the offensive side. It is a lot more wearing to play defense than offense. Both of these two teams obviously have a lot of players to play both ways, but it drains you a little bit to play defense and offense. So that's one thing you kind of worry about for Kearney High here in the second half is you want to out-muscle the other team. You want to wear the other team down. Well, with the number of plays right now, that would be the advantage to Pius. I just think Kearney might be a little bit deeper.
I have Pius with 38 plays, the field goal, and 6 punts. So that's going to be 45 plays compared to Kearney with 22 plays and 2 punts, 24. And that's an 18-play difference in this football game.
I didn't realize it was that much. That's significant.
Defense is out there a whole lot more.
Yeah.
So, regroup, catch the win. Their offense doesn't get the ball to start the second half. Here's a look at the numbers I had. Tyler Gillen, just 3 carries for 21 yards. You have 1 carry with a luck fumble for High. They have 3 turnovers in this football game. That came from Sterling, and Brockton Sterling fumbled that football away. Peyton Pocock, 2 carries, negative 1. Jacob White, 6 carries, 49 yards, and the lone touchdown for the Bearcats. 11 rushes, 69 yards. Through the air, White is 0 of 2. Pocock is 3 of 9 for 24 yards, but has 2 interceptions on tip footballs. So for Kearney High, I have him for 4 first downs, 69 yards on the ground, 24 in the air. That's 93 total yards, 2 punts for an average of 37, 3 turnovers, 7 penalties, not helping, for 59 yards here for Kearney High. The lone score was the first one of the game on Jacob White's 27-yard touchdown run, which came Pius on the punt snap, which was low. Poland had to go down to pick it up. They registered that his knee was down with possession of the ball. Kearney got a break, and White took it in. The extra point kick was no good, and that made it 6-0, and that's how the first quarter would end. For Lincoln Pius the 10th, I have Sam Ron with 10 carries for 37 yards. Colton Oxford with 7 carries, 9 yards. Hudson carried 4 yards. Zach Pettit has 7 carries for 18 yards. They did have 15 fumbles for negative. So 26 rushes, 62 yards through the air. Senior quarterback Zach Pettit has put it up 12 times. He's completed only 5 after starting 1 of 6, though. He's done a little bit better, 4 of 6 this quarter. So 5 of 12, no interceptions, 1 5-yard touchdown pass into the hands of Sam Akins, who has one of the interceptions. 38 yards through the air, 62 on the ground. 6 first downs, 100 yards, so only 7 yards, according to my numbers, difference between the two teams. 5 punts for an average of 30 yards, 3 penalties for 15 for Lincoln Pius the 10th. Five touchdown. Holmes was able to add a 35-yard field goal with a total of 8 seconds to go here in the first half of play. Your score at the half, 10-6. Lincoln Pius the 10th leading Kearney. We're back with more right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. For dependable quality trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Randy, what are you expecting, or what is the Bearcats, what do you need to see in the second half?
Well, I think it's very important they get a nice start to the second half here. Again, if they go a three and out after that kick, again, that momentum and this crowd here for Pius, and they've got a standing room only crowd here, it's just going to make it that much more difficult. Whereas if they can get a first down or two, start gaining a little bit of that battle of field possession here a little bit, that can really kind of help stem the tide. They just need to get back to what was working for them earlier and just kind of get that running game going a little bit. They've had a lot of success with White at quarterback, running that option, trying to get the ball out to Gillen, but it's really kind of been a while since we kind of saw Kearney establish themselves on that line of scrimmage. They're going to have to run to the inside and then use their speed to the outside. Between White and Gillen, they're going to be able to outrun a lot of Thunderbolt players here.
All right, some scores to get to as we wait for the second half kickoff. It is Lawrence Nelson leading Meridian 6-2 at the half. Elwood leads Medicine Valley 14-6. Arapahoe just an 8-0 lead over Franklin at halftime. Sutton leads Tri-County 52-0 in the third. Gothenburg over Ogallala 7-0 in the first quarter. O'Neill 14, St. Paul 13 at the half. Aurora leads McCook 15-0 at the half. Sydney over Northwest by a score of 22-14 at the half. Scores brought to you by our friends at Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before or after the game or call for one of their great pizzas for delivery at Valentino's. And you can hear the crowd below us here as Lincoln Pius X gets ready to kick it off here at Aldrich Field. 10-6 Pius leading it as we start the third quarter of play. And the ball is booted away by Poland, a line drive kick. And once again, we have the play
sides,
blown dead.
Yeah, it's got to be offsides.
And it's going to be on Pius as the side judge said, nope, somebody took off too soon. And that is the 11th penalty of the ball game. They've all been minor on Pius, three illegal procedure penalties early in the game. And that is the fourth.
And there was a huge pass interference play against Kearney High. And if you remember, Pius has made two great open field tackles against a couple of players for Kearney High in that open field. So right now, one of the differences in the game, Pius has kind of made that big play, and Kearney has been a step away from making that big play.
So teeing it up again will be Nick Pullen, as he'll have to boot the football away for the second time. This time it's on the 35-yard line. And then the kick is away, and again it's a short one headed out of bounds. It bounces at the 20, and Kearney has to field it so they don't have a turnover, and up the field, 30, 35, stepping out of the tackle at the 40 is Matt Kester. He's still going, 35, 30,
great
downfield block to the 20, to the 10, touchdown, Kearney High. What a great downfield block, Randy.
Brockton Sterling kicked him for the last 25, 30 yards there. Great downfield block. And again, a great decision to pick up the football. It looked like it might have gone out of bounds, and we kind of talked at halftime that we hadn't really called Matt Kester's name very much. Well, we certainly did on that play. Great job picking the football, finding those blockers, and then upfield that block by Sterling that kicked him all the way in for the end zone.
We wondered where Matt Kester was early on. There he is. There he is. An 80-yard kickoff return. You couldn't do much better than what Matt did. I mean, he's not going to be running you any 4.240s, but he had a good speed there. He followed his blocks. It looked like he was going to get shoved out of bounds, and he hung right in there. And now trying to make the extra point is Gowan. And the snap, the kick, again, it's a line try boot. And again, the kick just gets out that left upright, and it is in. The officials looked at each other both times as if to say,
what'd you have?
Well, but the extra point is good. So with 11:46 to go in the third quarter, Kearney takes the lead on the 80-yard kickoff return to start the half. Bearcats 13, Thunderbolts 10.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, that changes momentum right there, Randy.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? The special teams for Kearney High has been pretty good. Mentioned before the blocking that they had on a couple of other kick returns, one a punt, one the kickoff. They did a nice job of maintaining their blocks before, and you saw the benefit of it on that play.
So now to kick it off will be Cowan again. And this time he puts his foot into it. It's driven all the way back to the 5, up to the 10, and brought down is Noah Applegate across the 15, short of the 20-yard line. Right between the 18 and the 19.
And I think Brockton Sterling likes to play special teams because he made a great tackle there as well. He made that block that kicked at the last 25 yards of the return there a little bit ago, and he comes up there unblocked and makes a great tackle, keeping him short of the 20-yard line.
So now Pius has to regroup, down 13-10 after they had the halftime lead. Offset eye in the backfield. Pettit with the hard count, trying to drive Kearney off. It doesn't work. Pitch play right side and mowed under at the 20, maybe getting out to the 21-yard line. Kearney, good pursuit. Gillen's over there. Arp's over there. Also over there is Tyler Dahlke.
And we have an injured Thunderbolt in there as well. That play really kind of looked like it was going to be stopped for no gain. He was able to kind of slip through that crowd there a little bit and kind of just move the pile forward. But a nice job of not allowing a hole there by that defensive line for Kearney High.
Cunningham had come into the ball game, and this one is just going to be a cramp.
Yeah.
So those, even though they take a while, at least it's not a severe injury and a cramp here on Pius. But then all of a sudden, you are waiting around, and that will cramp you up as much as anything. So, 11:22 to go here in the third quarter of play. It is Kearney 13, Lincoln Pius the 10th, 10. And as they work out the cramp, we'll take a timeout.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter back with you here.
There was nothing there. There is absolutely nothing there. They hand that ball right up the middle, and there is absolutely nowhere for Sam Ron to go.
So on second and 8, they get about a half a yard. We'll call it 3rd and 7 to be nice for Pius at their own 22.
And they're just nothing. I mean, they just stuffed everything up right in the middle and just kind of starting a pile and building bodies around him. There was Brian Arp.
So Applegate will split out wide to the left, one-on-one coverage. Double tight ends with a flanker to the left side. Pettit on third down, quick drop, little slant pattern, complete to Applegate. And the open field tackle is made out there by Jacob Kingsley, short of the first down. Applegate, that's what that's set up for. He needs to catch it, break the one tackle. If he does, he's going to have the first down, maybe a little bit more, as the way it turns out is a gain of 5 and brings up 4th down and 2.
Well, you try to isolate things. You know, you call that play to try to set up a one-on-one situation, and if your guy makes the play, great. If he doesn't, you send in the kicker. And a great job there by Kingsley to make sure that the kicker's sent in here for Pius.
All right, another punt for Pius. 3 and out on their first possession. Line drive punt that is shanked out of bounds. How badly will they throw this one? And not as bad as I thought. Boy, didn't that hit the stands? And the punt will be ruled out of bounds at about the 47-yard line. And Kearney High having some discussion over there with the officials. But
you didn't see that mark the way you usually see it. You usually see an official standing where the punter was and kind of sticking his arm out there to angle where they're at. They didn't do that. They just had the guy on the sideline decide where it went out of bounds.
So it will only be a 26-yard punt, and Kearney High After returning the opening kickoff 80 yards to start the third quarter, leads it 13-10, and will take their first offensive snap here of quarter number three. Twins to the left side, Gillen in the backfield, and it's going to be a quarterback draw wide up the middle. Breaks one tackle, 45, tries to get outside, he's got room, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, stiff arm, White stepped out of bounds at the 13-yard line after the stiff arm. First down and 10, though, beautiful run by White, and saving the touchdown was Zach Cunningham.
And two great blocks made by the guy carrying the football, Jacob White. He used that strong right arm, stiff arm, to block two potential tacklers and gain himself an extra 20, 25 yards on that play. Again, those stiff arms, he was his own blocker. His right arm was his best blocker.
Just a simple quarterback draw for 40 yards, and the Bearcats take it all the way down. They're actually going to mark it at the 11-yard line, so give him a gain of 42, and it's first and 10 at the 11-yard line for Kearney High. On the left side is going to be Jacob Kingsley. Ortley wide to the right out of the I formation. Jacob White, toss play. Gillen tries to get to the right side. It's all green and gold out there. Gillen makes a couple of men miss. Does a great dance job just to get to the line of scrimmage and now make positive yardage before he's shoved out of bounds at the 8, maybe the 7-yard line. What a great run by Gillen. Because for a minute there, it was 1-on-4.
Well, yeah, and it was a brilliant 2-yard run. And then actually he pushed the pile forward. We'll see where they mark it. He actually ends up gaining close to 5 yards on the play, but that should have been a loss of about 2 because the blocking just wasn't maintained out there. But he made a couple of guys miss with that speed. And, you know, speed is a great thing. But if you can also stop on a dime like Gillen did there a couple of times, that's when you get a defensive player out of position. And now it's an arm tackle instead of a solid tackle.
It's going to be second down and 6 at the 7-yard line of Pius. Kearney leading it 13-10 with 9.5 to go here in the third quarter of play. Again, just 2 wideouts. Ortley left the wide side. And White's going to try and give it to Gillen. But again, we've got penalty flags before the play gets developed.
And that's going to be on Kearney. I didn't see exactly what it was, but when they throw that right away like that, that's going to be procedure against the Bearcats.
And for Kearney High, that will be penalty number 8. Of this football game, and that will be the fourth illegal procedure penalty. So 8 penalties for 64 yards so far in the game, 4 for 20 against Lincoln Pius the 10th, and you're right back where you started, second and a little more than 10 yards to go. Ball is spotted at the 12, so we'll call it second down and 11 here for Kearney. Leading it 13-10, they return the opening kickoff by Matt Kester to start the second half for an 80-yard touchdown. And your quarterback is Jacob White. White is going to hand it off right up the middle to Gillen. Gillen moves the pile inside the 10 and down to about the 7-yard line. Gets the penalty yardage back. It'll be third down and 6.
And again, I think you might see a running play here because you want to get a little bit closer. The kicking game for Kearney has not been real solid yet. The snaps on either one of those extra point attempts hasn't been the best, and as a result, you need to get a little bit closer to be able to do that. You can kind of do that little pooch kick if you're very, very close, but you're not going to be able to kick a very long field goal at all if you don't have a secure snap and hold.
A lot of in-and-out substitutions here for Kearney High. Some new faces. Jake Cooley is split out wide to the right. Kearney actually had 4 guys in the backfield. Now a lot of shifting, and they go back to their base set here with trips left. And Coach Brandon Kuhl in disgust as the delay of game penalty flag comes out. They were trying a new play there, Randy, and it just, as will happen, took too long to get it transferred in. And it's going to be third down and make it 11 again.
Yeah, and again, you need to get something here. Obviously, if you can get a first down, you're going to have it inside the 2-yard line. That's the goal, but you certainly want to get close enough that at least you get some points out of this. And again, it's not really an reflection so much on Gowan. Gowan just really hasn't had a good snap and a good hold to kick out of yet. They're going to have to fix that if he's going to be able to hit a field goal from here.
Well, let's see if White runs option, tries to bait the corner into coming in and throw it over the top. Nope. He's going to roll left on the fake, throws into the end zone, and the ball was dropped right in the paws of the returning starter, Jake Cooley, who was looking to score and just took his eyes off the ball, and it'll be fourth down.
Yeah, I don't know if he would have scored if he made that catch, but I guarantee it'd be first and goal. I mean, he was right there at about the 1-yard line, and if he just is able to bring that in. And again, another missed opportunity here for Kearney High. They've left some points out on the field there.
So now the field goal attempt by Tragen Gowan. This will be spotted down at the 18, a 28-yard attempt from the right hash. Oh, my goodness, more penalty flags. The kick was up and good, but we've got more penalty flags. That's going to be a legal procedure on the Bearcats, and that backs them up five more.
And that was the best snap and hold we've had tonight, and a nice shot by Gowan to punch it up there, and now it just gets a little bit more difficult.
Peyton Pocock, the holder. Tragen Gowan is the field goal kicker. The ball is on the right hash, so you can swing that leg through on a little bit of a hook. Now it'll be a 33-yard field goal attempt. He had plenty of leg on the 28. If he puts the same swing on this one, it won't be a problem. And the kick is a low line drive kick, and it is up, and it is good. So the field goal attempt from 33 yards away is up and good. And with 8:06 to go in the third quarter, it's Kearney 16 and Lincoln Pius the 10th 10. You're listening to high school football on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Leading 16-10, Kearney kicking off here as Gowan is able to bounce it inside the 20-yard line down that right sideline. And running around is Applegat, and Applegat just kind of ends up running backwards for about 5 yards until he's pushed out of bounds at about the 33-yard line. So Gowan, nice line drive kick to get the extra 3 points there with the field goal, and then a line drive kickoff. And a nice return by Applegat to get things started here. It'll be first and 10 for the 35. Not bad for starting field position here for the Thunderbolts.
Bearcats leading it 16-10 after the going 33-yard field goal out of the shotgun. Swing pass out here into the flat, and it's dropped by Thomas Hepner. And this is kind of the way the game started, Randy. Kearney came out, played very well the first few series. Pius looked like they didn't know where they were, and then momentum quickly switch, so we'll see if Pius can get things turned around here again as this game progresses.
And again, if you're the Bearcats, you feel a lot more comfortable if you're leading by 7 versus leading by 6 because one play and you find yourself behind. So Kearney just needs to kind of keep their foot on the gas here a little bit. They've had a great start, 10 points here to start their first two times they had their hands on the football.
Second down and 10 for Pius. They go back to the I formation with Twins to the left. That's the short side of the field near the Kearney sideline. Again, hard count. Pettit option to the wide side. Kearney is all over it. There were no blockers. And in on the tackle is Liveringhouse and Cooley. And that wasn't all. I mean, that was a busted play from the beginning because there was nobody out there to block for Pettit. And he's going to lose a yard, 3rd and 11.
Yeah, Cooley was the first one that kind of came through there. And again, if you slow down that running back or the quarterback in the backfield, it seems like there's a second white jersey there to kind of finish things off. There's been a fairly good amount of penetration here for Kearney High. It's just a matter of whether or not Pius can get to the line of scrimmage untouched.
So it's 3rd down and 11 here for Pius at their own 34-yard line. Pettit out of the pistol formation. Twins or trips to the left. One step drop, going to throw it as far as he can. Going for Applegat down there, and it is going to be off the back of the Kearney defender. Incomplete again.
But he played the ball.
Throwing it into triple coverage. And the ball deflected out of there by David Erickson. And Randy, again, that's deep enough that if it gets picked, it's like a punt. But they've tried that a couple of times, and it has not worked. And it'll be a punting situation again. This will be the seventh time that they have tried to punt. Eighth time they've tried to punt it once they had the bad snaps. 6 punts already in the game for Poland.
And those deep passes, remember, they got a pass interference call on one of those with a halfback pass that led to a field goal.
Good snap this time. Here comes Gillen on the rush. Almost got there, and it's a very short punt. Picked up off the butt, off the bounce by Jamison Ortley, who brings it from the 30 to the 35 out to the 39-yard line. So Ortley has done a really good job so far returning kicks in this football game, but it was Kester that returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown to start the third quarter.
And as often as we've been seeing those punts from Pius, it bears noting that a couple of punts have been altered, not blocked, but altered by Tyler Gillen, forcing the punter to kick it a little bit quicker because he's got in there with some pretty good pressure. So if there's going to be any mishandling of the ball at all, Gillen's going to be right there for a block.
About a 35-yard punt that time. And again, Carney's turned it over three times, and Pius, if you want to call that bad punt snap where he knelt down to pick it up and they blew it dead, that would be the only turnover they have. But it's still a one-possession game, 6:57 to go, third quarter. It's been a long game. We're already 2 hours in, 16-10, midway through the third quarter. And White is the quarterback. It's an option play to the right side. He'll keep it 45-50. First down into Pius territory, hit hard at the 47-yard line. A gain of 12 for Jacob White. He now unofficially with 103 yards in this ballgame.
And Colton Ebendroth, another open field tackle here for Pius. That's about the third or fourth in this game that they've been able to make. And if it wasn't for that, you know, again, Kearney would be in a much larger lead here. But, again, you're seeing a lot of that speed there by White running that option.
White out of the shotgun, flanked to his right side, and has four wideouts here in the shotgun formation. And he will hand it straight up the middle, and there's nowhere to go that time for the fullback. Gets maybe a half a yard, Pius. That's where their strength is, and that's why Kearney hasn't run it up the middle much. Didn't do it last season much either.
Yeah, and again, they're just kind of starting to pile in underneath there was Zach Wall, and Wall, 285 pounds, just getting in there low. There was just not a hole at all to run through for the Bearcats at all on that play.
Brockton Sterling with the one-yard gain. Nebraska volleyball, 25-11, 21-4, a winner over Louisiana Monroe in the first volleyball game of the year. Kearney High, they give it to him again, trying to shirt tackle him from behind. Brockton Sterling turns the corner, gets minimal yardage inside the 45 to the 43-yard line. That's going to be a gain of three.
And Jeff Gable just slowing him down. No, it was 88 rather, not Gable, but Grant McElroy, who was able to just kind of slow him down. Again, didn't make the tackle, but just enough. Otherwise, there was going to be that nice little seam there, and it'd be awfully close to first down territory as it is. It's third and about strong six and a half.
We'll get you some scores from Valentino's here in just a moment. Right now, though, Kearney has third and six and a half at the Pius 43-yard line out of the shotgun. Pocock rolls to his right, no pressure, has time, throws it out here, wide open, complete at the 30-yard line for a Bearcat first down into the hands of Jacob Kingsley.
And again, nice little rollout, found that little open area, and there was just a two-person pattern out on that wide side of the field, and Pocock delivered a perfect strike down to the 29-yard line.
We'll call that a gain of 15.
And now White's going to be back in at quarterback.
That is the first completed pass since early in the second quarter, and only the second completed pass since the first quarter, according to my book here for Kearney High. First down and 10, ball at the 29-yard line of Pius. Kearney leading at 16-10 with 4:50 and counting here in the third quarter. They were down 10-6 at the half. Now a little confusion in the backfield. Give the fullback, Brockton Sterling, the football, and he was swarmed under well behind the line of scrimmage. He had no chance. And it'll be a big loss on the play back to the 34, a loss of about five.
Well, that could have been a whole lot worse for Kearney High because with that penetration, there was a little bit of a miscommunication between Sterling and White. And I didn't feel like Sterling really had great control of the ball. He didn't really have that security. When he was tackled, that he was holding it with one hand with the ball away from his body. Bearcats are fortunate to still have possession.
Yeah, it was all the way up on his shoulder pad, not where he wanted. So Pocock back in there now. Second down and 14 yards to go. Straight drop, three steps, fires a quick little slant, complete to Ortley, breaks a tackle at the 29, gets to the 25, to the 24-yard line. It's going to be third down and five, a gain of about nine.
And it's one of those where you catch the ball and your back is to the defense, and boy, it takes a lot of courage to make that catch because you know those corners and that middle linebacker, they're in that neighborhood, and you're just designed immediately when that happens, you're either turning to the inside or turning to the outside based on what the call of the play was. Ortley went to the outside and was able to run between two defenders and make this very doable here on third and five.
At the Pius 24-yard line, and it looks like White is back in there. He's going to send Matt Kester in motion to the right slot. Option play, pitch to Gillen. Gillen hit in the backfield, and he is going to be swarmed under. He can't get away from five guys, and is going to be stopped at the 27-yard line. Gillen's going to lose 3 yards on the play. He's got six carries for 27 yards. It'll bring up fourth down, and it's time now for Valentino's high school football scoreboard. Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At the end of three quarters, it is Silver Lake 45, Arcadia 19. Arapahoe leads Franklin 14-6. Sydney leads Aurora in the third quarter 30-14. Gothenburg and Ogallala 7-7 of the second quarter. Arapahoe leads Franklin 14-6. Kennesaw 14-6. Elwood 14-6 over Medicine Valley, both at the half. Kearney's going to go for it on fourth down. White hit as he throws the ball, batted around, and hits the ground. I believe it's an incomplete pass. It doesn't matter if it's incomplete or picked off.
Well, the difference,
it's going to be Pius ball.
They're going to call that a fumble. They're going to call that a fumble. That ball, I thought his arm was going forward. It's an incomplete pass. You're right. It's only a difference of 5 yards, but they are going to get those extra 5 yards, and there's an injured Thunderbolt. Yeah, that previous play on third down was there. It was set up with one missed block, and I'm not going to call out the young man that missed the block, but if the wide receiver on the near side would have been able to make the block, they may have had a pretty good chance of getting that first down on third down.
So we'll take a break here. Timeout on the field, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. 2:33 to go in the third quarter. Kearney 16, Lincoln Pius the 10th, 10.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns and Randy Bushcutter, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Aldridge Field. First time I've ever been to an actual game here at Lincoln Pius. Of course, just getting into Class A, it had been a long, long time since Kearney and Pius had played football before last year. It had been 22 years, I believe it was, we said, and Pius was leading at the half 10-6. Kearney returns the opening kickoff for an 80-yard touchdown from Matt Kester. They tack on a 33-yard field goal from Tragan Gowen. And it's 16-10 Bearcats, but Pius takes over first and 10 at their own 31-yard line. A little misdirection here into the hands of the fullback, Colton Abendroth, who was lined up in the slot, and he's going to bust it over the 35 and near the 40-yard line for a gain of 9.
And again, you mentioned the sleight of hand by Zach Pettit. He does a great job of controlling the football, handling that ball, putting the ball on his hip, faking that handoff with the open hand, and then picking that ball off his hip and giving it to the running back that comes off on the backside. And that sleight of hand is such a powerful weapon, and he does that very, very well.
So second and short here for quarterback Zach Pettit out of the I formation. He's going to go play action pass under the rush, dumps it out here complete to Zach Cunningham, who has room 45-50 into Kearney territory, tackled from behind at the 42-yard line.
And a flag thrown by the back official walking on that far side behind the play, and I'll be curious to see as to what that is. It was really after all the action was over.
If it stands, it'll be the first down of the second half here for Pius.
It's got to be a late hit of some sort, I would think.
Well, Pius is walking the other way. Personal foul against Pius. But this should stand as a first down and just move him back 10 yards.
No, it'll be 15 yards from the spot,
yards.
Yeah. Now, it depends if it's after the play. If it's after the play, I think you mark it, and then it would still be first and 10. because they got a first down, which I've never believed. To me, it doesn't make sense if you do that, because you do it against the defense. They get a first down. It's first down. It's not that strong of a penalty for the offensive players if they do it under those circumstances. They shouldn't get a free pass.
It will be a first down. They have to get that right with the chain crew. The ball is back, though, at the 39-yard line.
They haven't moved the chains yet. It's back to the original line of scrimmage. That was a gain of 15 and a 15-yard penalty.
But the penalty was after the play is what they're saying. It's a first down. It's first down and 10, not first down and 25.
Right.
So if that's what they are assessing here, they're still talking about it.
They haven't moved the chains. Yeah, now they're moving.
So first down and 10, Pius. They trail Kearney 16-10 with 1:47 to go here in the third quarter of play. And they'll have it at their own 39-yard line. Trips to the right side, out of the shotgun. Quick little swing pass out here. It is complete. Getting through one way, 40-45, and into Kearney territory is going to be Thomas Heppner. He'll be pushed out of bounds at the 48-yard line, and that's enough for a first down, a gain of 13.
And again, if you're Kearney, you need to kind of stem the tide here a little bit. You want to make sure that they don't get that momentum back. You know, they score a touchdown, get that lead back. Now, again, you got your back up against the wall. So it's going to be very, very important here the next few plays here for Kearney High to kind of slow down this momentum.
You're a tougher man than me.
It was just a moth.
Look, the size of the Capitol. First down and 10. Pettit, fullback trap. He's got room. 45-40 up the middle of the football field, into the secondary. 30 down to the 28-yard line for Zach Cunningham.
And there's that momentum. I mean, right now, when Pius has that momentum, they've been a very, very strong football team. And they've kind of gone mano a mano with Kearney High here right now. And they've really kind of established themselves on the line of scrimmage. That was a pretty good-sized hole that he had to run through there. Kearney has to find a way to kind of stem the tide.
Good coach by Aylward and his guys for a first down at the 29-yard line. A gain of 19. Pitch play to Ron right side. Gets inside the 25, down to the 23. And here comes Pius. A long, sustained drive, Randy.
Yeah, and again, they kind of extended things out there. That wasn't really up the gut. They kind of try to look for a little bit of a seam out there as they extend the play to the outside. They start in the middle of the field and do most of their work outside the hash mark.
Under a minute to go here in the third quarter, 16-10, Kearney, but Pius on the move. Second and four at the 23-yard line. Toss play, Ron, left side, can't get outside. And he is going to be brought down at about the 21, just short of the first down. It's going to be a gain of three.
And Donkey, with his speed, slowed down that play from the backside, kind of changed the angle that Pius was trying to get to that outside corner and makes it third and short. But this is probably four down territory here if you're Pius, in spite of the fact that they do have a pretty good kicker.
Third down and one. The ball on the left hash, the 20-yard line. Need to not even get to the 19. We'll call it third and a half a yard out of the I formation. Quarterback sneak. Pettit got it, and then he's thrown backwards by Tyler Dahlke, but he's got the first down.
Yeah, he wasn't there very long when that hole kind of closed up there, and Dahlke was able to kind of wrestle him back. But I think he's probably got enough for the first down there.
And they won't have to run another play here if they don't want to, as the time after they set the change will expire, and that will be the end of the third quarter of play. So Kearney scored 10 points. Pius scored none in the third quarter. They returned the opening kickoff 80 yards. That's the big play, a 33-yard touch field goal from Goen. And after three on opening night, the Kearney Bearcats 16, the Pius the 10th Thunderbolts 10. You're listening to high school football on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
I want to thank all the fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season, starting tonight with high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com as we get ready to start the fourth quarter of play, Randy.
Well, yeah, I was just kind of thinking you got to get that timeout to stop the momentum. Well, fortunately for Kearney High, they got a timeout with the change of quarters here to try to regroup themselves and try to slow down this momentum here for Pius, because if they can hold them to a field goal attempt or, you know, get the ball back here without any points, they're going to be in a whole lot better shape. It's important that they kind of stop this drive.
So first and 10 here for Pius at the 18-yard line. Ball on the near hash. Again, Pettit using that hard count. Kearney flinches but doesn't go across. Hand off straight up the middle to the I-back Sam Ron. Ron's going to get to about the 17-yard line.
And again, really not much room to go through there at all. And at the last moment, throwing off his block and making the tackle there is Brian Arp. And, you know, anytime a defensive lineman makes a tackle, quite honestly, that's an outstanding play, because generally the job of that defensive lineman is to take up blockers and allow your middle linebackers to make the play up the middle like that. So Arp did a great job there holding that to no gain.
And once again, Pius has a man down. This doesn't look to be a cramp in the interior of the line. Sam Ron, I have him now for 14 carries and 48 yards. He is the leading rusher for Lincoln Pius the 10th. For Kearney High, Jacob White, the leading rusher. He has a total of 8 carries for 103 yards and a touchdown in the football game. Matt Kester with the kickoff return has the other touchdown here in our football game. Let's take a look at some of the other scores that we can bring along to you, brought to you by Valentino's. Again, here is the last update that we had for you. And we will go back and tell you that in Class B, we had Aurora still leading McCook in the third quarter, 15-0. Sydney led Northwest in the third quarter, 30-14. Holdridge in the fourth quarter has come back and taken a 14-6 lead over Garing. Hastings has got on the board, but Seward leads Hastings 26-6 in the third quarter. O'Neill clinging to a 14-13 lead over St. Paul in the third. Gothenburg and Ogallala 7-7 just before the half. Sutton was all over Tri-County tonight, 52-6 at last check. Arapahoe led Franklin 14-6 in the third quarter of play. And we'll get you an update on Kennesaw-Pleasanton. Kennesaw was leading that at halftime, but only 14-6. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, our spotter Cody Horn, along with our producer engineer back at the studio, Stacy Johns. Don't forget the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show when our broadcast is done tonight.
They are not letting Thomas Crawford get his helmet back. I think that might be a concussion, even though he's left guard. Sometimes that hitting in the middle can be so intense that you do get your bell rung there.
So it'll be second down and 10, maybe 9.5 here. Pettit, toss, sweep. Here's a penalty flag. Ron finds a big hole. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, but it's coming back. Touchdown, Pius, but it's coming back.
Yeah, and that is going to take a little bit of that momentum away from them as well. And the official threw the flag immediately. I think there was a double shift. Yeah, they didn't get set.
So an illegal shift called on Kearney High, or excuse me, on Pius. And that will be their fifth penalty of the football game and negate an 18-yard touchdown run.
And Aylward, the head coach for Pius, wanted to get an explanation. And I think he accepted whatever it was, because after that moment, he didn't show any real angst to it. So that, again, that first game mistake, that time Kearney gets the real benefit from it. Kearney's done that a few times tonight, have those kind of penalties you won't see later in the year.
5 penalties for Pius, 10 for Kearney, although 2 Pius penalties were declined. Pettit rolls right, and his pass is batted down.
And they're calling it a live ball, I believe.
Pius covers it. Tyler Gillen batted that ball to the ground.
Well, again, I think they might be saying
that. The referee is looking for some help here, and now finally they say incomplete pass. Referee was looking for some help here because the ball was batted right back towards him, so he wasn't sure exactly what happened. And they do a good job of communicating there. Tyler Gillen getting in the air to knock it down.
And honestly, you're best going there, marking it, and say, all right, what did you have? Because if you call an incomplete pass, and one of the officials comes over later and says, no, I think that was a fumble, well, now it's too late. Now you got an inadvertent whistle. So the way they called it is probably a pretty good methodology for doing that. But give credit for Gillen. It came in on the blitz, and he got there, and wow, Pettit, That's a lot of guts to throw the football as he tried to do.
Third down and 15 for Pius at the 23 of Kearney. Pettit going corner route, got a man in the end zone. It is tipped and it is still caught. Touchdown, Pius. Thomas Heppner. That ball was tipped by Gillen, I believe, and he still hauled it in. We're tied at 16.
And Gillen did a great job of closing on the football to tip it away. Tip it, but not away. I mean, he just altered it a little bit, and that's an outstanding catch on that far corner over there.
Big play there, Randy. An 18-yard touchdown run negated by a penalty. Then you have a batted ball, and on third and 14 at the 23, you run a wheel route and get the touchdown. Now, the extra point with 11:21 to go from Poland. Here's the snap. The spot is down. It's blocked! It's blocked! And getting through is Arp. He blocked it. The snap was just enough low that the holder couldn't get it set down, which is Sam Condello. And the extra point is blocked, so each team has now missed an extra point, and that keeps the game tied. 16-all with 11:21 to go here on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, great penetration up the middle by Kearney High. Justin Livinghouse, a lot of penetration in there, but I think the block was actually done by Brian Arp, and we are tied at 16. And now after missing the extra point, having it blocked, Nick Poland will put his foot into it at the 40. A line drive picked up by one of the upbacks right up the middle.
And to the 35, to the 40, breaking a tackle out to the 43-yard line is Eli Keller again. A couple times he's fielded that, Randy.
Yeah, and again, you got good hands up there because you don't know when that line drive is going to come. A lot of teams have kind of gone to that over the last few years, thinking the ball is going to bounce around. If it gets tipped around, you might be able to fall on the ball at about the 15, 20-yard line, get that long onside kick and really kind of turn momentum. And as long as they don't field it real cleanly, you tend to not get a long return out of that, but Kearney's done a nice job. They've got the ball out to the 43-yard line. That's a good starting position.
16-16, 11-14 to go in the game. Both teams have their full complement of timeouts. Different look here with two running backs out of that shotgun flanking the quarterback, which is White. They give it to Gillen up the middle. He's going to get a yard, maybe a yard and a half, just shy of the 45. Again, we knew coming in, Randy, that that was not most of the time going to be very successful. Quarterback draw, maybe. Anything else, not so much. And now Kearney has a man slow to get up.
I think we're tying his shoe is all.
That's better. So Griffin gets his shoe tied. It's a gain of 2 second and eight.
And you have to run in there from time to time to keep them honest so that you can kind of have that play action with that fake handoff up the middle and doing something else to the outside. So you have to run that. It just works a whole lot better if you can get 5 yards out of that instead of a yard and a half.
10 and a half to go. Second and eight. Kearney at their own 45-yard line. Gillen in motion. They'll give it to him on the stretch play. He gets the corner, and he is going to be pulled down. Maybe horse collar. Kearney wanted a horse collar. They're not going to get it. Gillen gets up. Doesn't really say anything. A gain of two at the 47.
Well, that actually was disrupted a little bit by one of the other backs coming through there. Brady Walms had enough penetration. Check that. Actually, it was McElroy that had some penetration that forced him to take a little bit wider turn out there and allow the Thunderbolts to come in there defensively. And I agree that that was not a horse collar tackle. He didn't reach and use the equipment. He had the back where a nameplate would be if the Bearcats had their names on the back of the jersey.
16-all, 9:45 to go in the game. Third down and six, Bearcats at their own 47-yard line. fake the toss. White wants to roll out and throw. He's hit as he throws, and it is caught by Ortley in traffic in Pius territory at the 43, and White pops right back up.
Well, and we saw that earlier where Pius almost made the catch of a tipped ball. That ball was actually intended for Eli Keller, tipped a little bit, and Ortley is the one that came up with it. At least I think it was intended for him. Their two receivers probably should not have been in the exact same spot where they ended up on that play. Carney, maybe a little bit of a break here, and they get it first and 10.
First complete pass for White in this football game. And it'll bring up first and 10 in Pius territory at the 43-yard line, tied at 16. Out of the shotgun, it's a quarterback draw for White, trying to get to the left side, 40, wrapped up there and shoved out of bounds by Alex Mastel inside the 40 at about the 39-yard line, a gain of 4.
And Riley Gertz.
Maybe 5.
Yeah, and Riley Gertz came through there, was able to kind of slow it down a little bit. If Gertz doesn't get there, he didn't make the tackle, but he forced White to go to the outside, and that's where you got that safety help in there. Again, good-looking play and a great start on first down, setting it up where now we're at second and 4. You've got the entire playbook, and White has done a great job of running the offense this entire second half.
Ball is at the 38-yard line. Don't forget, we're back here in Lincoln in 2 weeks on a Thursday night, the 12th. Kearney at Southwest. That game's at Seacrest Field. Kearney probably moved there. No flag. Option play. White keeps it. Helmet comes flying off of the defender, Abendroth, as he makes it to the 29-yard line. And that is enough for a Kearney High first down.
And White is kind of feeling his sea legs. And, you know, I have to give a little credit to Peyton Pocock. He made a couple of nice passes in the limited amount of time that he's been in here in the second half. And he'll come in here right now. But White has done a great job running the running aspect of this offense. And Pocock has been mostly passing the football. We'll see what they do here in first and 10.
And Coach Kuhl flat out said in our pregame interview, whoever has the hot hand will get to stay in there. Both Gillen now to the left side and trips. They'll send the man in motion and Kester to the right side. Pocock will roll to his left and has time, throws it out here in the flat, and it is caught by Ortley. Got his toes down at the 20-yard line, just short of the first down. It'll be second down and 1.
And again, nice little roll out to that left side, throwing against his body, and Pocock put it right between the 4 and the 0, rolling out there, and he takes it out of bounds at the 20-yard line, and it's, you know, they got it right there. I don't know how they would mark that, measure that, but they're going to say it's actually just short of the first down by the nose of the football.
Well, this is about the longest sustained drive of the night for the Bearcats here. They've had it for about 4 minutes and 10 seconds. It's second down and 1. Pocock with Kester in motion. Gives them twins each side. Pocock rolls to his right. Wants to throw under a little bit of pressure. Decides to tuck it up and run. Gets to the 20 and is going to be pushed out of bounds around the 18-yard line. Not a big gain, but it's enough for a first down, and now penalty flags after the play.
It was so after the play, I'd given up on it. I didn't see who the penalty's on. It is after the play. Definitely it's going to be on Pius.
I thought the players had just kind of got their feet tangled up, and then there must have been a shove-off when they were getting up there from the defensive back, Colton Abendroth. Pocock picked up about 3 on the play for a first down. And then your personal foul penalty is going to give them half the distance from the 17 to about the 8, 8.5-yard line, 9-yard line.
So it'll be first and goal here. And again, I just don't understand that. That's kind of a selfish play for anybody. It doesn't matter what team, doesn't matter what level you're looking at, because you were upset, you did something, and now your team has given it up where you got it now first and goal.
First and goal, we'll call it the 9-yard line. Kearney on the near hash towards the Pius sideline. They'll put White under center out of the I formation with Kester and Gillen. Toss sweep Gillen to the left side. Kester makes the block. Gillen gets to the 5, to the 4, and he'll be brought down there. So a good 5-yard scamper for Tyler Gillen. It'll be second down and goal at the 4.
And Gillen, if he was a little bit more patient, maybe would have waited for that block to be maybe a little bit more fully developed. But he has such speed. He just really likes to hit that hole so hard. A lot of times that up back, that lead blocker, really needs to go and attack because they're going to run the ball so hard right up the middle.
Why is the clock stopped? Okay, there we go. The clock was stopped for about 20 seconds on that play, and it wasn't a first down. Second down and goal at the 4. Ball on the Kearney side of the field of the hash. Full house backfield. They will give it to Gillen up the middle, and he is hit and gets nowhere. Coming through there was Grant McElroy. We've talked about him from the defensive end position most of the night. Gillen gets nothing.
And they knifed in underneath. And again, the coaches for Kearney High are going to see that. And I don't know if it's going to be on this play, but what you do is you fake that one and do the bootleg to go to the outside. Because if your defensive end is going to crash in that much, you may not have anybody on the outside.
And, of course, Randy, one thing that we haven't even brought up, there's a little bit of a rivalry between these kids. Controversial State American Legion baseball game earlier this year at Sherman Field where Pius beat Kearney in extra innings. Kearney trying to get a little measure of revenge here. 6 minutes to go. We're tied at 16. Third and goal at the four for the Bearcats. Wide out of the shotgun. Fakes the stretch. Tries to take it himself, and he doesn't get there. He got about a yard to the three, and we've got a late penalty flag. We've got a late penalty flag by the referee. Did somebody put a cheap one in there? Let's find out.
And again, it was late.
Again, we've seen a lot of flags in this football game here tonight. We're approaching 20 of them. The referee, I don't know why you got to consult with anybody. You're the one that threw the flag. Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Chop block.
On Kearney. No, not a chop block.
No, that's not a chop.
I got to get my.
Two hands behind the back.
Yeah, it wasn't aiding the pile. Again, every time I bring out the chart, nothing happens. But this is a major a 5-yard penalty on Kearney.
It's illegal participation.
It still brings fourth down in.
Yeah.
So a field goal attempt should be coming up here for Kearney High. It's a loss of down. White picked up 1 yard. 5-yard penalty here on Kearney. So that's going to set up a 25-yard field goal for Trangan going. He hit a 33-yarder earlier, but has missed an extra point. The snap, the kick, plenty on it. It is up, and it is good. With 5:48 to go in the game, Goen hits his second field goal. It's Kearney 19, Lincoln Pius the 10th, 16. You're listening to High School Football on Classic Hits.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
Due to Randy Bushcutter, back with you here at Aldrich Field in Lincoln, where Kearney has just taken a 19-16 lead over Pius on a 25-yard field goal. And again, the pooch kick, the fair catch was called for before the ball was even really in the air, and it's covered at the 32-yard line by Pius. Getting underneath that one was Austin Reed, and Pius will take over first down and 10. Have all their timeouts, 5:46 to go, plenty of time, and they moved the ball last time, Randy, and connected on that 23-yard touchdown pass on a 3rd-and-14 play.
Yeah, and again, you're going to see them open up the offense a little bit, and again, they got plenty of time. They don't have to, they just want to start winning a little bit of the field position battle here.
And they have no problem kicking 40-yard field goals with Poland. Back to pass, Pettit. Quick little slant, and even if it's caught, it's only a 1 yard gain. And let's see what they say. Looks like they are going to call that a complete pass to Noah Applegate.
And Gillen stays on Applegate, really respecting the deep ball, the outside ball. And if he wants to kind of do a little spin move and come back, running almost parallel with the line of scrimmage, he's going to allow him to get there.
Second down and 9. Ball on their own 35-yard line, 19-16. Kearney, 5:15 to go in the game. Pettit, fullback trap, nowhere to go that time for Cunningham. Last time he busted it for 19. This time Arp says, no way, Jose. Third down, 9.
And I wouldn't be at all surprised here on third and long that you see Kearney dial up a little bit of pressure here. Maybe bring Gillen on the edge a little bit and try to get up there to make sure that you don't have that long pass pattern and kind of come up there. So I'll be interested to see what if they dial things up here on third and long. You got to think Pius is going in the air.
Big play here for Pius as well. If they don't get it, they've got time to punt it away and make a stop. And they will send that bubble formation tight with trips to the left side. Out of the shotgun, Pettit rolls that way. Art double team, gives him time to throw. Got a man complete, first down. The tackle again at the 47-yard line of Pius, and that'll be enough to move the chains and gain a 12.
And there's a little chippiness going on out there between Applegat and a couple of Kearney High players as Tyler Dahlke and him got kind of tangled up a little bit. But I'll tell you what, Applegat is a good football player. He's able to kind of find that open area and just kind of stay open. You know, you can get open. He stays and runs his pattern to stay in that open area.
So first down for Pius, their first of the fourth quarter. And a toss sweep to Ron over the right side, maybe a hold there. And getting back to the middle of the football field, only a gain of two. Looking around is Connor Brown saying,
And it was out in the open. They did miss a hold there, no question about it. And, you know, when you're a defensive lineman and you force someone to commit the hold on you, that is a huge win. That is a great win, and you want to get that. You want to get credit for that, and he doesn't in that situation. He got spun around. I don't know how else you spin somebody around besides holding them.
Second down and eight at their own 48-yard line. Pius down by three, under 4 minutes to go. Pettit trying to set up a screen. Dumps it out here to Ron. Complete 50, 45, breaks a tackle, 40, into the open field. 35, 33, trucked down from behind by Cody Masters. Nice job by Ron. Good job of running that football after the catch. Big, big first down to the 33-yard line, a gain of 19.
And screens are such a timing play. And they ran that very, very well, did Pius, as they kind of kept Kearney just a stride away. They ran that in such a way that just Kearney was always a step behind trying to catch Ron after he made the catch.
Pettit has completed six of his last seven passes, 19-16. Kearney, 3:20 to go. Pius on the move. Give it off to the fullback, Abendroth. Abendroth runs over a man, 25, fighting hard. Close to the 24-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down, but it's a gain of nine.
And that was some patient running. If he would have ran full speed, he would have hit what would be a hole before it was a hole. He would have ran right into the back end of his blocker, but he slowed down just a little bit, waited for that hole to open up, and found a nice little crevice through there, and then pushed the pile forward for an extra 3-4 yards.
Tyler Dahlke hit him and just really stood him up, couldn't quite bring him down. And it is knee knocking time now on both sides. Kearney leads by three. But we have got a penalty flag before the snap.
Sideline warning.
Against Kearney.
No, they're pointed this way, I believe. Sideline warning.
It's sideline warning.
And I thought
only
they pointed
a penalty the second time. So I thought he pointed towards the defense, but
I thought he pointed to this sideline. I thought he pointed to this sideline.
Whatever the case may be, the official will pick up the flag. And again, 11 penalties on Kearney, six that have been accepted against Pius. There were two that were declined, but I can remember at least. Second down at about a yard and a half here at the Kearney 25. Pius down three, Pettit rolls right, dumps it off wide open, complete to Cunningham, 15-10, lowers his shoulder, five, he's into the end zone, touchdown Pius. What a play, called up by Coach Aylward, and Cunningham just ran over a man at the five, and Pius takes the lead, 22-19 with 2:26 to go.
That is the exact same play that they ran for the touchdown in the first half as well, where that tight end kind of blocks a little bit, releases, and then he just lobs it into that open area. That play has worked twice with two different touchdowns now for Pius.
All three touchdowns for Pius have been through the air from Zach Pettit. And now Kearney blocked the last extra point to keep it tied. Let's see what Nick Cohen does here to make it a four-point game. This time a good snap. The hold's down. And again, the kick is blocked. That time it was just topped by Poland. I think the holder dropped it that time. Condello, the last time it wasn't a good snap. This time he tried to put it down on the tee and just whiffed it.
There is a flag on the far side. There is a flag down, and we'll see if maybe Kearney was offsides or lined up in the neutral zone or what you have here.
that would be a tough one to swallow if you're a Bearcat fan.
And you kind of mentioned the history in Legion baseball between the Kearney program and Pius program.
And we're settling it out. Illegal procedure on Pius, so the penalty is declined and the PAT is no good. And so, with 2:26 to go in the game, opening night, Lincoln Pius the 10th, 22, Kearney 19. We'll be right back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball for the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds. To Ernst. Letter to a Nicola. It's not good.
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
We've had multiple score-leading exchanges here as Pius is going to go ahead and kick it deep. Kearney played him to kick it short. They didn't have anybody deep, and it goes through the end zone. So Kearney will start on their own 20-yard line. It is Pius 22, the Bearcats 19, 2:26 to go in the game. And these two young junior quarterbacks, one of them is going to have to lead the Bearcats down the field.
And again, White has made his bread and butter really running the offense, the running game. And I don't know if you take him out of that, because, again, that probably, if you're going to just run the football, it'd take you four and a half minutes usually to do that. Now, Kearney still has three timeouts, so maybe because they need to go a little bit more quickly, Pocock's in at quarterback.
Don't forget, coming up, the Misco Sports Postgame Show, followed by the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. Pocock out of the shotgun, four wideouts, Gillen in the backfield. Pocock, two-step drop, quick throw, and it is going to be complete out to the 25-yard line to Jamison Ortley, who was down to a knee. They might even mark it at the 24, so only a gain of four. Not really what you want, because that's going to chew up a lot of time here. Kearney's trying to hustle up to the line of scrimmage. Pocock has completed his last four passes. Gillen flanking him to the left on second down and six. He'll snap it with 2 minutes to go in the game. Pocock slant, complete. First down to the 35-yard line to Jacob Kingsley, and that's a gain of 11.
And just a nice, quick little slant right in the middle of the field. And again, you have that, and then you can kind of have that fade and go later on if you need to do that.
1:56 to go. I have the first downs at 12 for Pius, 11 for Kearney. 22-19 Pius after the 25-yard touchdown pass to Cunningham. Pocock rolls. He's got pressure from McElroy. Going to have to throw this one away. He does run it out of bounds and gets back to the line of scrimmage. So two good things there. A, got out of bounds. B, didn't lose yardage, but it's second down and 10.
Yeah, it's very instrumental that he gets that corner turned there. And I'll tell you what, we have called the name of Grant McElroy quite a bit. Yeah, I almost think you need to roll whoever the quarterback's going to be away from whatever side McElroy's on, because he's the one that's most consistently put pressure on the quarterback here tonight.
Tragan Gowen, who has already hit two field goals tonight, is warming up on the sidelines. The Bearcats down by three, but they're a long way away from field goal time. Trips to the right, single man set left, and Pocock calls the cadence. Three-step drop, blitz. One-on-one, he's got his man Kingsley behind everybody, and he couldn't handle it. Incomplete, wide open at the 32-yard line through the hands of Kingsley. One-on-one, he had gotten by Noah Applegate.
That was a great ball by number 9. I mean, he dropped that right in there, knowing that he was going to get hit right in the chest, and that's a ball that should have resulted in a first down here for Kearney High.
So that'll bring up third down and 10 here. Surprised to see that it was just one-on-one over there for the Pius secondary, but they're still playing pretty tight, trying to take away those short little passes. 1:39 to go, 22-19 Pius, third and 10 Kearney, their own 35-yard line. Rolling to his right, Pocock, now under some pressure, throws it out here, and it is incomplete. at the 45-yard line of Pius. Would have been an amazing catch by David Erickson. Well covered by Pius. And now it comes down to fourth down here for Kearney. And the Bearcats just have to call the play. They can't afford to burn a timeout here in case they don't get this. They still have them and could theoretically maybe get the ball back one more time.
I would agree that you can't call the timeout here. It might happen, but hopefully it doesn't. I'll tell you what, there was a lot of want-to for David Erickson in terms of getting to that football. He really laid out to get to that ball on the sideline.
Fourth and 10, Kearney. This might be their last snap. Trips right, single man left. Gillen in the backfield with Pocock. They send Kester in motion. And here's the snap. Pocock drops back in the pocket. He throws for it all, and there's nobody in the area. Ortley was down there. Erickson was down there. It was 9 yards over both of them. It was over the safety's heads. And that just looked like a little miscommunication on the play. And it'll be Lincoln Pius the 10th football here. And another one of the Pius players has cramped up. But this could be a huge win on opening night for Pius. 1:26 to go, and it's now 22-19. Pius with the lead. All three touchdowns coming from quarterback Zach Pettit.
And that play is a timing play. Just a couple of steps back, pause, throw, and somebody's supposed to be at that area. That's more of a timing play than anything, and they just clearly weren't on the same page. As, like I say, there wasn't anybody in a white jersey even near that football.
Colt Mavendroff, who has had a whale of a game on both sides of the football, has cramped up a couple of times, but they bring him out right there. And it's been a number of years since Kearney has dropped an opening night game, but unless they can probably force a turnover here, that'll be the case at Aldridge Field. 1:26 to go in the game. It is Kearney trailing 22-19. It was 10-6 Pius at the half. Kearney returned the opening kickoff 80 yards from Matt Chester to start the third quarter, then added a field goal from 33 yards out and led it by a score of 16-10 going into the fourth quarter. Pius tied it at 16, missed the extra point. Kearney hits a 25-yard field goal, and then on third and 14, a 25-yard touchdown pass for Pius. Pettit on the option. He keeps it, rolls out the left side, gets to about the 31-yard line. Kearney will call timeout. That's a gain of about four, and that's what you want if you're Pius.
And again, this is going to be a lot of the biggins up front. They're the ones that are really going to have to establish things for both Pius and for Kearney High, because Pius won first down, and they're going to be able to run out the clock.
Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be back. It's 22-19 Pius, a minute 19 to go.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska-Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska-Land National Bank.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now,
and welcome back to high school football. I want to thank all of our fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Second down and 6, Pius at the Kearney 31, a first down away from winning the ball game. Pettit is going to keep it himself around the right side, follows the fullback, and the tackle made by Tyler Dahlke as he gets inside the 30 to about the 29, maybe a little short of that, a gain of a yard and a half. They're going to mark the ball actually right on the 30, so it'll be third down and 5, and Kearney uses their second timeout.
And again, it's those big guys up front. If you keep them from getting a first down, I don't think you're going to see a kick or anything. You might go for it on fourth down. And you know what? If I'm Pius, I'm not afraid of throwing the football here. I understand that if it's an incomplete pass, it stops the clock. I understand that, and it saves them the timeout. But you get the first down, game over.
Would they consider a 44- to 47-yard field
goal? I don't think so. There's more negatives to that than there is positives. A kick that far, you run the risk of getting it blocked, and then you end up giving up that touchdown on the other end.
Like their last two extra points. So
yes.
I agree with you there. They need 5 yards, a solid 5 yards for the first down to put this game away. If they don't get it, Kearney will call their final timeout. 1:13 to go in the football game. Lincoln Pius the 10th, 22. Kearney 19. Out wide to the left is Noah Applegate. He is the only wide receiver in the pattern right now. Set up in the slot right will be Thomas Hefner. Out of the I formation, Hefner now in motion, gives him twins to the left. Pettit will turn, hand it off to the right side. He fell down and fumbled the football, and Carney has covered it. Are you kidding me? Will they call him down or give it to Carney? They have given the ball to Carney.
That's what I call.
Pettit just stuck his toe in the turf and tripped, and when he put the ball down to brace himself, it just stayed there. So a miracle almost here for Carney. They still have a chance. One timeout, their own 31-yard line. Unfortunate break for the Pius Thunderbolts.
And we're going to find out how strong the right arm of Peyton Pocock is going to be, because he's going to have to throw the ball down the field. You can't just dink and dunk here. You're going to have to throw some deep ones.
First down and 10. Pocock back to pass. Has time. Looks. Everybody's covered. Ortley's. Oh, there he's got his man down the field. He's behind the secondary. It's completed the 35. 30. 27. Pocock able to hit David Erickson, and there is a roughing the passer penalty that's going to tack on 15 more, if that's what it is.
And it's near the line of scrimmage.
It is going to be a hold. I don't know if this guy umpires behind home plate or not, but boy, you got to wonder about that one. These flags tend to come out when the play has already been decided. And instead of Carney having the ball down at the 27-yard line of the Pius X Thunderbolts with 57 seconds to go, instead, the hold will bring the ball all the way back to the Carney to the 17.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. That is the 12th penalty of the game against Carney. And Pocock did a good job. Erickson could have scored, but he didn't want to overthrow him, so he just kind of lofted it up there. Erickson waited for it, and the Pius X Thunderbolts then finally turned around and ran him down. But wow, that is a 50-yard penalty.
And a great rollout, not crossing the line of scrimmage, not getting too excited. And Carney needs the same thing to happen here again.
Now down to 57 seconds, and the clock is running. Down to 50 seconds. Pocock drops back to pass, first and 25. Out here on the slant, and it is knocked away. Great pass by Pocock, but a great defensive play by Sam Ron on the intended pass for Jacob Kingsley. On the deep post to the 45, it would have been enough for a first down. Everybody did what they were supposed to do there.
And a flag could have been thrown, because I think there was a little bit of contact before the ball get there, but they usually give a little bit of the benefit of the doubt to the defense in that situation. And it to me, from my vantage point, looked like it was just slightly premature. Not near as upset about what I saw versus the penalty I didn't see.
Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Carney's down to 43 seconds to go. It's second down and 25 at their own 17. Pocock, pump fake, wants to go deep again. One-on-one. Again, he's trying to get it over there into the hands of Kingsley, and it's knocked away. Again, it is Sam Ron.
And again, about one more yard. That's probably a reception. And probably a huge gain there. I mean, there's been a lot of really kind of close opportunities here for the Bearcats. They just need to have one of those come to fruition here.
Let's see if you run a deep hook, because both times Kingsley has tried to take Ron deep, you know, 26, 28, 30 yards down the field. Let's see if you run a quick hook. If you had an experienced team, the way that they're playing defense, you could get away with the old Boise hook and lateral, but they need a big play. They are 81 yards away with 36 seconds to go. Carney down by 3. Pocock looking right. McElroy puts pressure. Pocock needs to throw it down the sideline. Dying quail, and it is knocked down incomplete. In and out of the hands of Fulton Avendroth across midfield.
And there is a flag that's out of bounds.
It's going to be roughing the passer. Is going to be called on Lincoln Pius the 10th, but maybe too little too late. Well, that will do. Instead of it being 4th and 25, it will be
1st and 10. And that's huge, because they needed to get that first down, and 4th and 25, you can play prevent defense. Well, now Carney has time to do a couple of different things. They have a lot more options. Now, you're not going to see a running play here, but you have a lot more options with what you can do.
And it's a personal foul, first down, Carney High. It's a 15-yard penalty. It'll move the ball from the 19 to the 34-yard line and be a first down for the Bearcats. Again, they just need a field goal. But you get anything that deep, you might be able to break it all. 26 seconds to go. Pius 22, Kearney 19. Pius took the lead with 2:26 to go in the game on a 25-yard touchdown pass to Zach Cunningham. The extra point, remember, was blocked for the second time. Now Pocock and Gillen discussing the play here. Trips to the wide side left. Pocock swings it out here, and it's right into the hands of Pius, intercepted. 35-30. Trying to run around and get some time to the 30-yard line and running out of bounds, sealing the victory here for Lincoln. Pius the 10th is Riley Gertsch. And some miscommunication there, Randy. You could tell that Pocock was talking to Gillen about the play. Gillen didn't really do anything off the snap. The play wasn't for him. But where he threw the ball, there wasn't a Bearcat within 15 yards of it.
No, and that's one of those that a quarterback can look awfully, awfully bad, and it could be somebody else's mistake, and that's what it looked like there. There wasn't anybody around there except guys wearing yellow hats.
So a great job there. The fifth turnover for Kearney, though, and this young team had 12 penalties and 5 turnovers tonight and is going to lose by 3, Randy.
Yeah, and which means that they weren't that far away, and they really weren't in this game, but give credit to Pius. They're the ones that made those plays. This game really could have turned on one of any of about 5 plays. All of those plays were made by Pius.
And Pettit will take the snap. He'll kneel it down. Kearney is not going to burn their final timeout. And this one is over. The Lincoln Pius the 10th Thunderbolts 22 and the Kearney Bearcats 19 on opening night from Aldridge Field. Kearney will return home next week to take on Norfolk in their home opener on Friday night. Coming up, the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. All kinds of fourth quarter plays there, Randy, that could have decided this one, and we'll talk about them when we come back.
Our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Coming up next here on Classic Hits, it's the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show, powered by PlatteRiverPreps.com. But right now, the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today and see them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, you can get your game on at Misco's, and you'll be better equipped for the games you played. Pius 22, Kearney 19.
And a couple of opportunities for Kearney High, a ball that was just dropped, and then the hold called on a play where they gained about 50 yards. Take it, change either one of those two plays, and Kearney might have been able to force overtime, maybe get that touchdown. And again, as you mentioned, Doug, there's a lot of mistakes out there. 5 turnovers, a dozen penalties, and still they had the opportunity on the road in a place that was filled with a lot of energy from the beginning of the game to the very, very end, and they were right there. So there's a lot of positive things for Kearney High. It's not going to feel like that for much of the bus ride home, but it's all going to start to feel a little bit better in the morning. But again, an opportunity for the Cats here, and some good stuff. But there's some players out there for Pius that really stepped up and made some huge, huge plays for them. Noah Applegate, big all night. Pettit had a solid game at quarterback. And again, I'm really impressed with the defensive pressure that Grant McElroy was able to put on all night. And it was just enough for the Bolts at home to hold off Kearney High 22-19 in a game that really the Bearcats would love to have a rematch with these guys and kind of clean up some of the things that got away from them tonight and opening night.
We will take a look at the final stats right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And we are back here on the Misco Sports postgame show on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. Kearney High falls tonight. Next week, more football, Randy.
Oh, yeah. And Kearney Catholic will have their home opener. We'll have that game for you on ESPN 1460 as they'll be playing host to the Ord Chanticleers. And, of course, Pleasanton, who's been battling tonight, you'll be up there following the Bulldogs and again, it's an opportunity for Kearney High to finally make it back home, take on Norfolk, and try to put the taste of this loss, which was a tough loss, in part because of some special teams problems, and obviously the loss they had at home in the playoffs, where they also had some special teams difficulties that kind of cost them that as well. But, you know, Kearney High, with that punt return, you know, they won the first and they won the third quarters. They did a lot of positive things out there. We can't lose sight of that, in spite of the fact that they lose on the road here to the Thunderbolts and a team that, you know, they kind of thought on paper they'd be better than. But I'll tell you what, I was really impressed with how Lincoln Pius played tonight.
Well, and Zach Pettit really controlled things tonight. He was 8 of 11 through the air in the second half of play. He had no interceptions. He had 3 touchdowns in the football game. He did fumble up there, which gave Kearney that one last chance, which was almost disaster. Kearney looked like they had got the ball down to the Pius 27, only to see a late flag come down for holding on that Pocock completion out to Erickson, and it came back, and Kearney just ran out of time through the interception with 15 seconds left. Here's the numbers that I had tonight for Tyler Gillen, 10 carries, 36 yards. Then you had a couple of carries in there for Brockton Sterling, 4 carries, negative 1 yards, 1 fumble lost. Peyton Pocock, 4 carries, 2 yards. Jacob White led the way with 11 carries, 118 yards, and a touchdown. So overall, 29 carries, 155 yards for Kearney High. Through the air, Jacob White was 1 of 4. No interceptions, no touchdowns, 10 yards. For Peyton Pocock, he was 3 of 9 in the first half, 5 of 11 with an interception for 48 yards in the second half. So he's 8 of 20, 3 picks, no touchdowns, 72 yards for him. So 82 total yards through the air. Kearney tonight was 9 of 24 through the air and 237 total yards, 12 first downs. They punted the ball twice, 0 in the second half, 37-yard average. I had him for 5 turnovers and 12 penalties tonight for 89 yards. Kearney's scoring came on a 27-yard Jacob White touchdown with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter to put him up 6-0. Kearney High was then able to return the opening kickoff of the third quarter from Matt Kester, 80 yards, to take a 13-10 lead. Tragan Goen hit a 33-yard field goal and a 25-yard field goal, and that was the 19 points tonight for the Kearney High Bearcats. For Lincoln Pius the 10th, Sam Ron, 15 carries, 50 yards. Zach Cunningham, 2 carries, 19 yards. Colton Abendroth, 10 carries for 29 yards. Hunter Townsend, 1 carry, 4 yards. The quarterback, Zach Pettit, he had a total of 11 carries for 24 yards and 1 fumble for a negative 6 for the team. 40 rushes, only 110 yards on the ground tonight, Randy,
yeah,
for Pius.
And it really kind of felt like a whole lot more, but they also got that key first down. You know, Pettit would get that key first down, usually with a throw to Applegate. And you kind of mentioned the conversation you had with Coach Kuhl before the game that they were going to go with the hot quarterback for much of the game. That was Jacob White. And he had a solid, solid game. Peyton Pocock's numbers would have been a whole lot better if it wasn't for a holding call and also a couple of drop balls as well.
Yeah, there's definitely a couple of drops out there. For Pettitte tonight, though, 5 of 12 in the first half, 8 of 11 in the second half. So we're 4 in the football game, 13 of 23, no interceptions, 3 touchdown passes, 154 yards through the air, 110 on the ground, 264 total. Also 12 first downs for Pius, so I had him for 27 more yards. They did punt the ball a total of 7 times in the game tonight. Had just the 1 fumble on their next-to-last possession, 7 penalties for 48 yards. Their touchdowns, a 5-yard touchdown pass from Pettitte to Sam Akins, who had set that up with an interception a couple of plays before. The 35-yard field goal from Mr. Poland. Nick knocks it through with 8 seconds to go before halftime, made it 10-6. And then they didn't score again until the fourth quarter. A 23-yard touchdown pass from Pettitte to Tom Hefner on a 3rd-and-14 play, tied it at 16. And Brian Art blocked the extra point. Then the 25-yard touchdown pass from Pettitte to Zach Cunningham with 2:26 to go. Again, the PAT was blocked, 22-19, and that was the final score tonight. And that is our Buffalo County wrap-up, your high school sports wrap-up, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau and Kearney. Did you know they can wrap up all of your insurance from life, home, auto, and business under one policy, saving you money and giving you peace of mind by knowing what you work and play hard for is taken care of. Call today for a free quote from Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. Again, as Randy said, Kearney Catholic Ward on ESPN next week, and all at the Pleasanton-Axtell game in Pleasanton coming up next here on Classic Hits. It's the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show with Tyson Hebronic and Merritt Lawson and the crew back at the studios. Randy, final thought.
Well, again, so many little things, and you kind of see the difference between having a quarterback with a lot of experience that's kind of that go-to guy, Zach Pettitte, just little things, little ball fakes, misdirection, little things that they kind of need to do. I think there's a potential for 2 pretty good quarterbacks for Kearney High, but you kind of saw a little bit of their inexperience last year, that they need to kind of have a little bit more growth there, and they need to get a little bit more help. I mean, when the ball's there delivered, you need to catch it, you know, and there's just a few things that need to kind of be cleared up here for Kearney High. They're going to be solid. Those quarterbacks are going to get better. There's going to be a lot of growth on this team. I still think you're looking at a playoff team here for Kearney High, but now they've got a little growing that they need to do here, and they'll have to work on it before Norfolk comes in town next week.
Pretty hard to overcome 12 penalties, yep, and 5 turnovers, and give credit to Pius. Kearney won the first and third quarters. Pius won the second and fourth quarters tonight, and Zach Pettitte played extremely well for Coach Tim Aylward. For Randy Bushcutter, our spotter Cody Horn, our producer back at the studio, Stacy Johns, this is Doug Duda saying enjoy your Labor Day weekend, and you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports. Get your game on at Misco's with their storefront in Ord. The final score tonight, the Lincoln Pius the 10th Thunderbolts 22, the Kearney Bearcats 19. Good night, everyone.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. Download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades.